It's time for Moberly Spartan Football. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we've got the exciting play-by-play on AM 1230 Quicks and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Touchdown, Spartans!
We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for Moberly Spartan Football on Quicks.
Welcome to E.A. Porter Stadium, Hannibal High School. We've got a North Central Missouri Conference showdown for you here tonight on both AM 1230 and 92.5 FM Quicks and streaming live at centralmoinfo.com as the Moberly Spartans go for their sixth straight win, but they'll have to go through the big boys of the North Central Missouri Conference, the mighty Hannibal Pirates. I'm Brad Boyer. Eric Duick is alongside here at Porter Stadium. And we say Hannibal be as the big boys because they have dominated this conference for so many years in the sport of football. But not last year. The Spartans claimed the North Central Missouri Conference championship, and they claimed the district championship, beating Hannibal on the road to both of those titles. Since Hannibal came into the North Central Missouri Conference in the mid-80s, the Spartans have now beaten the Pirates five total times. Doesn't sound like much when Hannibal's won 30 games in comparison, but when you think about other teams in the North Central Missouri Conference, they have fared pretty well. In fact, Eric, in the last decade or so, not many teams besides Moberly have been able to solve this Hannibal team in conference play.
If by not many, we mean just one. That would be Boonville, so that goes right to your point there. It has been a dominant run for the Hannibal Pirates. And I'm fascinated to see how this game unfolds, Brad. The fact of the matter is, Moberly hasn't been challenged since its opener. Five straight wins, they're all by 21-plus points. And I think Cody McDowell, his players are really excited to come out here and be tested. Let's not forget, now granted, home field advantage only gets you so far. Both games were at Dr. Larry K. Nolan last year. So let's see how the Spartans fare tonight on the road against a dual-threat team that has a bit of beef on the inside.
Spartans coming off a 37-13 win over Marshall last week to improve to 2-0 in conference play, 5-1 overall. Hannibal, 3-0. The significance of this game, obviously the winner takes over sole possession of first place. From Moberly's standpoint, if you let Hannibal, if they win this football game, they've got one
conference game
left with Marshall. So probably not going to see an upset there, and Hannibal will likely win the conference title. They can at least clinch a tie with a victory here tonight. Hannibal, 4-2. They started this road in 2018 with two Jeff City schools, a narrow loss to Helias, 35-34, which you give Mark St. Clair credit. Rather than kicking for the tie, he went for 2 points, came up empty, and they took an L instead of going to overtime. And then they went to Jefferson City. So much like Moberly, their opening week, they have played up as well. They lost to the Jaybirds 30-27. Since then, consecutive wins over Bolivar, Mexico, Kirksville, and Fulton.
And Hannibal, by the way, had an extra point blocked that night too. So you have to respect that from a football perspective as well. But what's really important in there, Brad, as far as Hannibal's concerned, is how the Pirates have responded. I wouldn't say that Mark St. Clair was all that blunt in terms of his concerns about his team a year ago, and the fact that they started slow and they didn't let the pressure of the whole St. Clair last season, is it going to be another down year? They didn't let that build up by any means. He actually said they matured through those 2 weeks in your guys' pregame conversation, which will be heard momentarily. And now they're rolling just like Moberly is. These two teams have won a combined 9 straight games.
By their standards, and off year last year, 6-5, 4-2 in the conference. Mark St. Clair saying in the preseason, we quite frankly had too many discipline problems to be a good football team last year. He really likes this team, his 22nd season. This is his last season, and that's kind of the theme, I guess, over this, the cloud over the season, if you will, for the Hannibal Pirates. They want to send coach out on the right note. Certainly that would include a conference title. Cody McDowell doing quite fine in his own right, already with an NCMC title in his bag, a district title in his bag, and they're not going to take a back seat to Hannibal, but as you said, now you got to do it on the road.
one really important thing, and I'll let folks hear it themselves as well in a few minutes, but one thing that Cody did slip in there that was important in the pregame conversation this week, I thought, is that Moberly knows it can beat Hannibal, and that is so important. Cody always talks. With most guys, we would just call it coach speak, but Cody has earned the right to have the benefit of the doubt in this regard, as he loves to say, you know, forget last year, it's over, you know, week by week. He kind of says all those things, and they prove true because his teams have routinely exceeded expectations since the start of last season, week in and week out. But he did say, as much as last year's is over and it's irrelevant, it means we know we can beat them. And I think that's an important tidbit because he can say his week in, week out stuff and be right about it, but knowing you can beat somebody is important when they beat you 30 times to 5 in your program history.
Cody McDowell in his fourth year, 23 wins, 17 losses. What do the coaches think? Well, we'll find out in moments. You're going to hear our conversations with Mark St. Clair and Cody McDowell. We'll start that up in 1 minute on Information Radio Quicks and SimpleMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts,
we're gonna mute ourselves
injuries,
gangrene,
radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The length between the interviews, of the interviews, I would say just go one between and then we'll...
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system, up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at controlledairmo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride, you're covered in dust, and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
On the pregame show, let's visit with Hannibal coach Mark St. Clair. As we have this NCMC showdown we want to talk about, just kind of give us an update on Pirate football and how the season has progressed, Coach.
We've gradually gotten better. You know, we started off with two really, really tough games. We played pretty well. I just came out on a short end at 1 point loss to Helias, where we went for two at the end of the game, didn't make it, and then a 3 point loss to Jeff City High School. And we felt like we played pretty well against the Jays. In fact, we outgained them 465 to 245. But, you know, we came out short in those two. But I think we learned a lot of lessons in those two losses. You know, sometimes that's good for a football team if they can, you know, take a loss and then get better because of it. And we did. And, you know, we've been fairly solid since then. We're getting better. We've got a long ways to go. We've got some things to clean up, but we're pretty pleased with where we're at.
Talking with Hannibal coach Mark St. Clair, last year quarterback Worthington threw it around quite a bit. Tell me about his play this year and what you're trying to do offensively with his group.
Well, we're no different. We've always been, but we do have a quarterback that can throw. And, you know, he threw for, you know, about 1,400 yards last year. And He's back for another year. I think last year was a learning experience for him. He has troubles with interceptions and some decision making, and we haven't seen that problem this year, and we hope not to. He's a year stronger, a year bigger, a year smarter about the quarterback position, and understands what's going on quite a bit better. And he's been a good leader for our offensive football team.
What about defensively? Where have you seen improvement?
We've gradually gotten better about every week. Last year we were young on the defensive side and had a lot of people that got experience, and that's paid off for us again on that side of the ball. So we're playing better. We're not where we want to be there either, but we continue to be a work in progress. But I think our play in the front seven has been pretty solid, and in the defensive backfield we've gradually gotten better all year long.
Talk with Hannibal coach Mark St. Clair ahead of this matchup with Moberly. Take a look at the Spartans, coach, and what do you see on film?
Well, first thing that jumps at you is their size up front. They've got a lot of big kids, and they're well coached. I think Cody does as good a job as anybody in the state coaching his kids, and that's obvious by the way they play and the record. They've got a quarterback that's young, but seems to be very aware and seasoned back here. He doesn't play like a sophomore. He can run, he can throw, and obviously some tough kids running the ball and up front. So they present problems for anybody.
Certainly you're familiar with the backs that you'll see from Moberly from last couple years. What are going to be some of your keys in defending the Spartan ground attack?
Well, they do a variety of things. You've obviously got to stop the run. But you can't ignore the pass either. So, they present enough problems that you just better be option sound. And you can't sit back there and just, put eight in the box on them either because, they've got some kids that wide up that can spread the field both horizontally and vertically. So, we'll just have to see how we match up. You never know until you go into a game. You can watch all the film you want, but until you actually see kids on the film and or up close and personal and playing against them, you just never know how your kids are going to match up.
You go into this game, and doesn't happen too often, you're not the defending champs. Moberly is. It's a little different this year. The two teams are not in the same class, so lay it on the line for a conference title. How are you approaching this matchup with your kids this week?
Well, we approach it no differently than we have, but obviously our kids know that, Moberly won the conference last year, so that's got to be on our kids' minds. We don't talk about that a whole lot, but the thing we've talked about all year long, irregardless as to who we're playing, we've got to control the things we can control. Obviously we're going to scout, we're going to prepare, we're going to do all those things, but the biggest part of our football team is we've got to control those things we can control, like our effort, our attitude, our awareness, and if we do those things, we think good things will happen.
All right, great to catch up. Coach, be a good one, and certainly best wishes to you come Class 4 postseason time. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Mark St. Clair, head coach of the Hannibal Pirates. We'll have more in just a moment.
Or under the same ownership since 1997, for decades, Mike's been serving mouth-watering steaks, delicious seafood, sandwiches, smoked ribs. Come see why folks drive from across the state to 112 West Carpenter Street in Moberly. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 until midnight. Mike's got the grill on fire from 4:30 until 9. That's Lula's in Moberly. Enough said.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Ahead of a Moberly trip to Hannibal for first place in the North Central Missouri Conference, we are joined by Spartans head coach Cody McDowell. You're coming off homecoming, a victory against Marshall after a road trip to Macon. How's the week of practice been so far?
Well, it warmed back up on us. I know that. That's obviously typical Missouri weather. But it's game five. I mean, you know, last week I felt like it was pretty hectic. There was a lot of stuff going on. It seemed like there was always something every day and every day after school, after practice. So I guess it's a little more laid back. But, I mean, with obviously Hannibal, you know, this Friday we kept the accelerator down. And, you know, it's been a good week.
Turning the page to Hannibal, before we get into this year's matchup, you beat them twice last year. What fueled those two victories? What keyed it on the field?
I think we just played really well. I mean, we played sound defensively. We played physical, you know, and obviously defense put us in situations last year to be successful offensively, and we had some big plays offensively. And, you know, the second time was a little bit, you know, was a little bit bigger of a game just because it was, in districts. And it's always hard to win those games, you know, when you face people twice. So the game plan was kind of the same. Like I said, we made plays offensively and obviously got stopped. And really, I think the thing I remember most is the field position. We won the field position and got turnovers.
Moberly and Hannibal coming up on Quicks, a battle for first place in the conference. How does this Pirates team compare to the team you played last year?
Well, I mean, I feel like the teams are always similar from year to year just because of what they do. And those guys, what they do, they've been there a long time and they've been doing it for a while. They've been successful for a while. So really what they don't, I mean, it's kind of rinse and repeat on both sides of the ball. And it's been successful, so they keep going. And offensively, we faced it from them, you know, every year as far as what they do. They like to run the ball. Defensively, they play downhill, play aggressive. So similar every year, honestly, not even from the year before. That's kind of Hannibal, and we've got to be ready to go.
Moberly playing Hannibal on Quicks. The Spartans 5-1, Hannibal at 4-2. You always emphasize the battle of the line of scrimmage. Hannibal, obviously a larger Class 4 school. What do they look like up front?
Big and physical, and like I said, you know, both sides of the ball do a good job of getting off the ball, playing downhill, and they've got good size, they've got good depth, which obviously that helps that they've got more kids and they're a bigger school, so that's definitely apparent. You can see them rolling guys in and throwing guys out, and obviously they've got enough kids to do that very well, and the kids they play hard and play physical, so that's kind of what we're ready for.
Third straight week, you're playing a team that's got a bit of pass to go with its run. How does what Hannibal does compare to what a Marshall or a Macon would do?
Well, it's a little bit different just because I think they're a little bit more run-oriented, you know, and they have so much success running the ball that I think you get teams that obviously commit so much to stop the run that I think they take their shots in the passing game. And that's obviously when you can do that and have success running the ball like they do. And helps open up the play-action game and it opens up some things in the passing game as well with as far as just getting guys to overcommit to the box and try to put more emphasis on the run than they do the pass. So the run game, I'd say, would set up the pass game, but I don't know what the ratio would be as far as similarities in the last week, but they're a little bit different as far as approach to how we approach it.
So the first game last year, kind of a fist fight. Then you put 41 on them last year in the district semifinals. What do they look like defensively right now?
Well, I mean, last year's over, obviously, and they're a little bit different than they were last year, just different personnel. But similar to the offensive side of the ball, they play downhill. They're really aggressive in the run game, and they like to load the box. They got to kind of force you to throw the ball, so. They do a good job of just playing aggressive, playing physical, getting off the ball, and tackling.
We're talking to Moberly head coach Cody McDowell pregame ahead of a visit to Hannibal. When you play a team like Hannibal that had dominated this series for the past decade before the two wins last year, how much confidence does that give your guys coming off those wins, and how do you balance that?
Well, I think the thing we've emphasized is that, last year it was, we tried not to pay attention to any previous year. And it was all about last year. And we tried to approach it one week at a time, and this year's the same. I mean, it's not like we're carrying last year's record with us. I mean, it's a new year, it's a new team, these are new kids, and so are they. And so last year doesn't have a whole lot of bearing on what we're doing this year. It's over. Our kids know they can beat them. I mean, obviously, I guess that'd be the only positive, but I feel like we prepare that way every week. We know
beyond the matchup of the line of scrimmage, turnovers, penalties, etc.? What's something this game could come down to?
Probably field position. You know, obviously they, you know, we're going to try and, you know, make them drive it, and that's kind of what they want to do. And we've got to get stopped. We've got to get off the field. And offensively, we just have to be efficient. You know, we've got to move the ball. We've got to pick our first downs and put points on the board. That way, we can get the last play.
Mobley head football coach Cody McDowell ahead of a game for first place in the conference opposite the Hannibal Pirates at Hannibal. We appreciate your time on Quicks. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to?
All right.
Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like
they don't
used
know if you're
to.
Planner.
That's
yet,
where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong. Do the right
just
thing
a minute
to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
It's that time of year again, football season. Now is the time to get the oil changed and have the air filters, antifreeze, and tires checked for trouble-free travel this year as you head to all the high school or college football games. At CNR Automotive and Transmission, you can trust their certified technicians to make sure your car, truck, or van is ready for all of those road trips this school year. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. Yeah. CNR Automotive and Transmission, they fix everything.
Brad Boyer with Eric Duick back at Porter Stadium as the captains meet at midfield. It is a sultry night, or like what we'd have in early September here as the clouds have cleared. Lights are on. It's a turf field here at Hannibal High School. The red H on the turf where the captains are meeting. The Pirates wear their red tops, white numerals, black pants, black helmets. The Spartans have hit the road with their blue pants. White tops, blue numbers, the white helmets with the sword on one side, the numbers on the other. Not much of a wind to speak of. Sticky night here after some rainfall. But it looks like we're going to get through tonight without any rain here at Hannibal High School. The Spartan offense will be led by Dominic Stone King. And they have deferred Dominic Stone King, sophomore quarterback. So the Spartans will defer. Hannibal will take the football. And so it'll be the Pirate offense that we start with, led by their returning quarterback, Gabe Worthington, a senior who has thrown for 773 yards. He had a pretty good game in the conference game against Moberly last year and a tough night in the district game. The running backs will be Jaquez Magruder and Damian French. The receivers will be Will Whitaker and Desi Jones. The tight end, Lawson Ricky. They have playmakers, and they can run it, and they can throw it. They're averaging almost 43 points per game. That's a marked improvement over 27 points per game a year ago. Up front, Josh Drennan, 6'2", 240. Chase Kirby, their best offensive lineman, two-time All-Conference, 6'2", 240. Alex Mundell, converted tight end, 5'8", 175. Bradley McCollum, 6'1", 210. And Caleb Allen, 6'2", 260. That's four seniors and a junior. They've got experience up front. Danny Colburn, after missing all last year, is back with his Pirate team. He is one of their defensive leaders, and he's also the deep man for this kickoff. Magruder on one side, Desi Jones on the other. And the Spartans ready to kick it off. Ethan Vandal will tee it up at the 40-yard line. North Central Missouri Conference, first place on the line here tonight. And this game is underway, chipped high into the air. Now it's blown dead. Don't see a flag anywhere.
Oh, the clock.
The clock hadn't gotten set to 12. And there's your horn. So now we'll do it over again. Well, Vandal got a practice. That was actually a pretty effective. If that's supposed to be a chip shot down the field, high and angled in a direction, that looked to be quite effective. Unfortunately, got to do it over.
de facto NCMC championship game, Brad, as Hannibal has Marshall up next, who it would be an overwhelming favorite over. So obviously you want to win this one. And I think as much as anything conference-related, this is a great test for both teams to see where they are as far as kind of a late-season checkup.
Neither coach will tell you this is the conference championship, but we as broadcasters, we can say it. Here is Vandal. This one punched more on a line taken by Magruder at the 11 between the hash marks to the 25. Sidesteps a tackler, gets in low and dives ahead to the 33-yard line. It's pretty good field position for the Pirates. We gave their offense on the defensive side for the Spartans. Chance Richardson, Melvin Edwards are the ends, and let's see who's inside. We've got Andrew Huff and Cameron Price starting at the tackle spot. We need to see if Jared Heron is out there. He was a question mark. He was on the bench before the game. Possibly ill. We're not sure. Tashawn Davis, one cornerback. Cameron Lauer, the other. They targeted at Lowry two games last year, and he was up to the test. Jackson Miller leads the Spartans in tackles, middle of the defense, with 55. Three backs in the backfield, a power formation for the Pirates. They'll option with the quarterback. Worthington sheds a tackle, rams into the defensive back for a first down to the 46-yard line. So a gain of 12. I went down and asked Mark St. Clair before the game, give me your first 10 plays, and he said 10 passes, and he comes out in a power eye formation under center.
Can you believe that?
So toss out the scouting report. Worthington, who pass against the Spartans last year, runs an option to lead off and ran it effectively. Have we seen Heron out there yet? It looks like
I see Hunter Martin.
Yeah,
right now.
Hunter Martin out there in his place. Landon Graves plays the Will linebacker. And we've already got a timeout as the Pirates couldn't get set. Mark St. Clair not very happy with that. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. One play in the books. We're back to Porter Stadium right after this.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
So Jared Heron, second leading tackler for the Spartan team, not starting this game. There's a good stick by the Spartans on a running play off right tackle to give to Magruder, and he was racked up. Davis in on the tackle, but Martin was over there, and I think Melvin Edwards met him at the shoulder pads, a gain of 3 for Magruder. Jaquez, that's what their PA announcer says. We heard it pronounced 3 different ways. Will Whitaker and Desi Jones, dangerous receivers, come to the short side of the field. That's right below us, Porter Stadium. Toss, sweep, near side. They've got blockers in front of Magruder. First down as he attacks the 40-yard line of the Spartans. Will Smothers and Melvin Edwards retreat on the play to make the stop, a gain of 10 for Magruder.
You weren't kidding in the car ride about this full house backfield being right on the butt of the quarterback and how quick they hit the line of scrimmage.
The other thing is when they break huddle, Eric, watch how quick they get to the line. You better be in your stance. You better have your cleats planted, your hand on the ground ready to go because they're liable to snap it and come right at you. Here comes that split veer. Handed off on a counter play. Spinning off a tackler is French. He's the sophomore running back, and he's got positive yards to the 34. And the Pirates are on the march with their running game, a gain of 6 yards for French.
Yeah, you'll hear the name French a lot tonight. Him and Magruder are pretty much interchangeable as far as more carries on a given night. And French comes into this one red hot for the Pirates. He's got a touchdown every game this season, including a combined 7 in the last couple of contests, and just a sophomore.
Right now, the Pirates winning the battle in the trenches. Whitaker and Jones to the left side. Split backs behind the quarterback. In motion comes Whitaker. We've got a flag in the Hannibal backfield, and this will be a false start. So maybe the Spartans can work off of that five-yard penalty.
Mark St. Clair says this year they want to throw when they want to, not when they need to, for which there's obviously a huge difference. And that's why being able to stop the run becomes so paramount, because Cody McDowell says they just want to lull you to sleep. They want you to start to load the box, and then they can hit you over the top. And that's why they feel this team is so dangerous offensively, because it's more balanced than past teams.
Quickly under center, quick snap, hand it right up the middle. Magruder breaks a tackle, point of attack, and gets it across the 25, down to the 23, ridden down by Jackson Miller. Another hole, and these backs don't need much room, and they can break tackles. See where they mark his knee down. 23-yard line, so that's a gain of 16 more yards for Magruder. Already three carries, 29.
Split receiver each side this time.
And split backs, Worthington under center. Counter play again, Magruder trying to bounce off a tackler. He is wrapped up and drugged back by Huff. First positive defensive play for the Spartans tonight. A tackle at the line of scrimmage by Andrew Huff, whose reps on defense continue to increase. Getting the start tonight, 14 tackles coming into this game.
Huff had a sack a week ago. He has really, really climbed up the depth chart.
Pirates in the district game last year were a mess, turning it over three times, only had 199 yards as the Spartans whipped him. Here's Worthington on the keeper, near side, good kickout block. He's to the outside of the 10, breaks the tackle, and scoots into the end zone. 23-yard touchdown run by quarterback Gabe Worthington, and that's his seventh rushing touchdown of the season. The Pirates score on their opening drive.
Smothers did a good job of keeping him inside, but Stone King just unable to make the tackle on the near sideline.
The one thing the Pirates gained by bringing their All-State basketball player over to the football side, Desi Jones, not only a receiver, but he's also their kicker. And his kick is end over end and just gets over the upright. Spartan might have got a hand on it, but it's good. 7-0 Hannibal. Back for the kickoff in 30 seconds on Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Behind the lot chain.
Curtis Walter can break something here to change the momentum. Picks up the one hopper at the two, and the Pirates have got him hemmed in. And he gets across the 15, 16-yard line. Walter with the three kick returns for touchdown had no room that time.
Cody McDowell said in the pregame interview just how important he felt field position was in the last two games last year. Well, right off the bat, the 34 for Hannibal, the 17 for Moberly.
Nick Long, the starting center. Tyler Nickerson is at a right guard. We're going to have to set this line. Looks like Cameron Price will get the start at a tackle spot. We don't have Newcomb in there, so Price will take his spot at left tackle. Snap it back to Stone King. Richards gets in low, the pads, and picks up some tough yards to about the 18, 19-yard line. Chance Richards, senior running back, first-team all-conference. Had a couple of nice games against the Pirates last year. Landon Graves, you'll also hear from Curtis Walter in the backfield. Dominic Stone King, probably his biggest game of his young varsity starting career against Hannibal. The first place on the line. Here's a snap, Stone King. Quick pitch on the option. It hit Richards on the pads and bounced off. But I think Chance got back on it. It's going to be a loss on the play, though.
Yeah, that got up in high on his numbers, really. I think that might have been a bit of a high pitch. That probably could be blamed on both. Still maybe fieldable, but a bit high. But he was quick to get on it there. That was good awareness by Richards.
Well, it may be a little antsy on the pitch there, too. The option doesn't work if you have to pitch it that quick. Pirates had it defended well. All right, 3rd and 13. Not good down in distance here. Backed up for the Spartans. They'll run a counterplay. Graves sweeping to the outside, and he is tripped up right near the line of scrimmage. And now we have a late flag. Let's see if the Pirates may have piled on, and that would give the Spartans a huge break. Not only first down, but field position. I didn't see another Spartan over there besides Graves, so I'm really not sure how it could be in Moberly.
You also can't overstate how big this would be right now.
Maybe a face mask? Yeah, personal foul. Somebody hit late, and that is huge.
You can't overstate that. You're exactly right, because the 13 of Moberly, if Stone King gets off his average punt there, Hannibal's starting with it at the Moberly 40 if he kicks it to his average. He had a 50-yarder a week ago, but if he kicked his average to 27 there, you're talking Hannibal's probably up 14-0 just by how quick the sudden change would be. So that is colossal.
Second penalty on the Pirates gives Moberly a first down at the 28-yard line, and even if they don't pick up a first down, a little breathing room, field position-wise. Devin Shannon comes to the near side. Lowry to the right. Will Smothers the tight end. Right side of the line, two backs of the backfield. Handed straight ahead to Richards. Pounce it at the gut of the Pirate defense to the 36-yard line. So the Spartans work off that penalty, and Chance Richards picks up a quick 8 yards on first down.
Richards had a combined 3 scores in the 2 games against Hannibal last year. He was our end zone player of the week, in fact, in the regular season victory.
Spartans averaging 286 yards of offense per game, 225 through over the ground. That's predominantly what they'll get, mixing the pass for about 60 yards a game. Here's a jet sweep to Lowry. Cuts it up off a kickout block, and he's going to get the 40-yard line. Good enough for first down. Nice block by Landon Graves to open up an alley. The tackle was made by Caden Morgan. So a personal foul penalty, then a first down pickup on 2 carries by the Spartans. Nick Long will settle over the football, returning all-conference center. Nickerson and Huff, the guards. Price and Webb are the tackles. First down and 10. Pistol formation. Stone King to throw on first down. Pop pass outside to Graves. Tried to spin off a tackler, but 3 other Pirates are there. And the Spartans will take a loss. Reading led the way for Hannibal.
Yeah, Jalen Reading was right on Graves on the catch, and then his buddies came and helped him out. That was a good job to keep that in check.
Well, -3 on the completion. Pass right along the line of scrimmage, or right along even with Stone King. So I guess it'll go as a pass, not a run. Spartans will line up trips to the wide side of the field. That's the left side of the formation. Richards the lone back, handed off to Chance. Breaks 1 tackle at the line of scrimmage, and then hurdles past a tackler to the 43, maybe the 44-yard line, stretching the football out. So good carry there by Chance Richards to pick up 7, and it's Reading again. Dalen Reading, a sophomore middle linebacker. The Spartans pick up a 3rd down here. Come in averaging 34 points per game. 2 backs in the backfield. Now a long count. Stone King will look to the sideline to get a signal. 5 minutes to go. First quarter. Hannibal up 7-0. Stone King takes the snap. Will option to the near side. Draws a defender. Pitches it off with room for Richards across midfield. 45. Lowers the pads and trucks the defensive back, Colburn, for a first down to the Pirate 38-yard line. And whereas Stone King maybe was a little quick on the first option pitch, it was perfectly timed there.
Exactly right, and I think there was space even on the first one. That was just poor execution on the pitch, kind of right into the head of Richards, but there, good room, and you love that physical running, too, go right over that stud defender in Colburn. Richards delivered the blow there, not the other way around.
How big was that personal foul penalty on Hannibal? We'll see if the Spartans can turn it into points, but they've already flipped the field and moved into the Pirates 38-yard line. Wind receivers to the right, Stone King. Read option, will keep it, and squirts ahead to the 35-yard line. A gain of three as he pulled it away from Graves. And the Spartans will make the Pirate defense work a little bit. They'll sub some players in and out.
And Daylon Reading and Caden Morgan getting a blow here. We've seen a lot of Cameron Lowry, Devin Shannon, Tashawn Davis at the receiver position so far. Here's Davis again out to the near side. I'm keeping my eye out for Toby Short.
Second down from the 35-yard line. Pistol formation. Again, read option. Stone King pulls it away, scoots to the outside, and bumped out of bounds at the 30-yard line. A quick pickup of five, and there's Reading again, who's been in on a lot of tackles.
Remember, Toby Short had the oblique issue last week. Now Jackson Miller in at tight end, but that's something to monitor because Cody said on Wednesday that he expected to have Short in the lineup tonight, and that's a big weapon receiving-wise. I think that's their best high pointer of the football right now.
Third down and two from the 30-yard line. Two downs to pick up 2 yards, 3:46 to play first quarter. Richards, the D-back, will take the handoff and through a crease and into the secondary. Touchdown, Moberly! He broke through cleanly at the line of scrimmage and untouched. A 30-yard touchdown run for Chance Richards, his sixth rushing touchdown of the season. And after a personal foul penalty bailed out the Spartans early, deep in their own territory, they cash in for six. An 83-yard touchdown drive. Remember, they had been stopped deep in their own possession, and a late hit kept the drive alive. Hayden Hopper on to attempt the extra point, and he blasted through the uprights. Game on here at Hannibal. We're tied at seven. Both teams score on their opening possession. 3:39 to play first quarter. Back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Don't know how this game's going to play out, but if it goes Moberly's way, we may go to that very first series and that penalty.
No kidding. That was not your typical personal foul because, again, Moberly hasn't been phenomenal in the punting game. I think you're talking about Hannibal having the ball there on the plus side of the 50.
30-yard touchdown run, Chance Richards. Hopper's extra point good. Here's a short kick. Hits in between the back guys in the next row. It's fielded on a hop, and the Spartans snow under the Pirate at the 30. And look at the Spartan fans across the way in the sideline. They were a defeated bunch on that first drive, and when they were pinned deep, and all of a sudden now there's life on the Moberly sideline.
You know, I think that's a big element of it, too. It's also from a mentality standpoint. You get Richards running over and running through people as opposed to Hannibal. That's not a team you want to have confidence on the other side.
The Pirates take over with 3:34 to play first quarter, tied at seven. Air is heavy here at Porter Stadium. It's a sticky night. Here's a handoff. And stacked up at the line of scrimmage of the Spartan defense. All riled up after that 83-yard scoring drive by the offense. The Moberly fans are all the way across on the other side, so you may not be able to hear them through our microphone here, but I know you can't hear the Hannibal fans right now because they're sitting in their seats as the Spartans have punched back. Forward progress, though, ends up being a gain of four, so not that bad for Magruder.
We still haven't seen a pass yet from this Hannibal bunch. But and it's there.
The run will set it up. You're not careful. You got to be disciplined. Here's a run up the gut, stacked up again. So the Spartans have stacked up two runs, and now you got a third down. And For the first time tonight, the Hannibal sideline at least has to make a decision how they want to play it. Third down and three. I couldn't tell if that was French or was that Magruder ran the ball.
French on the
was
carry.
Was it French? Okay, thank you. Wearing the pink shoes and coming to the near side, Will Whitaker. Desi Jones, the All-State basketball player in the slot. Split backs, they'll roll out near side. Worthington looking to throw it, and he finds Jones at midfield for Hannibal first down, a gain of 12, Graves in coverage.
Magruder delivered the key block there. They just split up Kinder. Kinder got pancaked on that, and that allowed for a quick, relatively uncontested rollout for Mr. Worthington there, and a good sideline pass there on the run. Good footwork out of Jones as well on the back end of it.
His 12th catch of the season came in 338 yards. Magruder runs up the back of one of his linemen. Big boy football there, and Magruder picks up four.
We talked about it en route to this broadcast, Brad, just that this momently defense really hasn't been challenged too much since week one. Let's see how they answer here. Backs have been against the wall early. You get Hannibal into third and medium, don't come up with the stop, but they're getting some consistent 4 or 5 yard plays here.
Worthington under center, quick hitter. No, he's got option with the football. Keeps it, tucks it, cuts up the alley to the 40-yard line. A pickup of six, going to be close to a first down. Tackle made by Jackson Miller. So the Pirates coming right back on the march with their ground attack, and it's going to be a first down. Just enough for Worthington.
Seldom used linebacker Camden Stewart is in, Brad, and that is, again, just the trickle effect of not having Heron tonight.
Clock at 1:27 to play first quarter. This is one of those nights where, especially your big boys, it's going to be tough on them fourth quarter. Warm, humid, and a physical game. Worthington, quick snap, counterplay, hands it off, breaking through Magruder, 30, lowers the shoulder, runs over Stone King, down to the 25-yard line, gain of 15 more yards and a late flag. This is a post-play penalty. One would assume unsportsmanlike on someone. I think this may go on Hannibal by the signal of the official, and that's what it is. If you have watched any Cardinal baseball this season, the old salsa feed me type, that's what Magruder, at least according to the official, did after the play. And that's unsportsmanlike. They will mark it from the end of the play, 25, so back him right back to where that play started at the 40.
And I don't know if this was just coincidental or not, but I can tell you it was in the face of Dominic Stone King. So they were trying to get at the momently quarterback a bit there as well, as he's on the defensive side. And Mark St. Clair's 5 yards onto the field, chirping here.
Well, that is the second 15-yard penalty on the Pirates here in the first quarter. It'll still be first down. Again, it's post penalty or post play penalty. So he picked up the first down. You give Magruder the yardage, 15 yards on the run, but it's back at the 40. And now the Spartan defense yelling for their crowd to make noise. We've got some energy here in Hannibal. Toss back to Magruder. You can bet he's fired up. Now we have a flag behind the place. Magruder picks up five on the toss sweep. And this is going to be coming back as well, I believe.
Two officials saw that. By the way, I was looking at a picture of Magruder just online in preparation, and he was a truck last year, as this is in fact coming back. He's dropped 15 pounds. You can see it. He's got some burst in that step, but man, was he a big boy last year. 5'6", just thickly built. These kids are tough tackles.
Well, the Pirates are hurting themselves with penalties in the first quarter. 10 yards back to midfield.
That was what Mark St. Clair told us pregame. Said silly penalties cost them the first two games. They learned the importance of how much every play matters. And right now, they're costing themselves.
And if you're the Spartans, you have got to take advantage of this. The Pirates have been able to rip off first downs here in the first quarter, but you got them first and 20 at midfield. down to 23 seconds left in the quarter. Worthington, don't know if it's a busted play or a straight keeper. He's tackled after a one-yard gain by Jackson Miller. I couldn't tell, Eric, if he missed the connection on the handoff.
Yeah, it didn't look like he actually extended the football at any period. That's likely the last play of the first quarter here, tied at 7. But, yeah, he didn't extend the handoff. He basically just stepped between the two backs and tried to use them as his lead blockers.
Quick moving first quarter. 3 total possessions. Both teams scoring their opening drive. 7-7. We're back in 1 minute on Quicks. KWIX AM Mobile, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Stop getting beat up trying to buy a truck. Come into Thomas Motors today and create your own road with a truck from Thomas Motors. From used, low-mileage diesels to must-see used Silverados, your truck is at Thomas Motors. View new and used truck inventory online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer.
Do your family a favor. This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Making traditional funeral or cremation plans in advance is a gift to those you love. It eases the emotional burden and helps avoid many difficult decisions at a very stressful time. Most importantly, it ensures your wishes are known. Contact Pathway Memorial for all your pre-planning needs. Visit PathwayMemorial.com or call 263-7284. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
Football at the Moberly 49-yard line. A pass over the middle, caught by the tight end, and the Pirates are going to have a first down. Lawson Rickey dragging a couple of Spartan tacklers, Walter and Stone King, down to the 22-yard line. A pickup of 27.
Wide open over the middle there. Again, that's what that run does, just wearing you down. That's just his fourth catch of the year, too, but he's capable. He's a returning starter, mostly used for blocking, though.
A seam route, and Worthington hit him right in stride. First down, fake it one way, give it the other way. That's French through the line to the 18-yard line. If you've watched the Pirates over the years, Graves on the tackle, you are familiar with my description. Splits backs, you either go straight ahead, you sweep it, or you do that counter play where you cross your backs in the backfield.
Yeah, it's a lot to follow, and it like you said, it goes so fast, and they're so close to the quarterback that it's tough to read. You got to really be on your keys as a defensive player.
Just underway, second quarter. The Pirates have a second and 2-14-yard line. Blow it dead with a flag. Another penalty on the Pirates coming. False start. The home crowd starting to grumble. 5 penalties, 50 yards. But the Spartans still not able to get the stop with the benefit of penalties.
A couple interesting personnel changes here for Hannibal. Burnell Hawkins is into the game. He doesn't play too much on the offensive end of things.
And he is the tight end, I believe. So maybe Rickey is getting a breather after that 27-yard catch and run. I don't see, or maybe they're going two tight. They're going two tight end sets. So no receivers. Power formation. They hand it off. French breaks a tackle in the backfield. Gets back the 5 yards lost on the penalty. Graves had a shot at him back at the 22.
Yeah, he just escaped the arms of Graves, and Smothers was forced to clean that up. But now you've got 3rd and 2 instead of what really might have been 3rd and 8 or so if that tackle had been made.
Spartans not able to take advantage of these penalties. Football at the 14-yard line, 3rd and 2. Again, no receivers spread out. Handed off, lead play, Magruder cuts it up inside quickly. Down to the 5 for a first down. Boy, that was a quick cut. Man, that's plant the foot, get up in there. Once you see a little bit of daylight, good run by Magruder of 9 yards.
These guys are tough to stop, Brad. The issue here is these are just sustained long drives. Nobody's prevented the big play, but
goal to go from the 5-yard line. Handed to Magruder. Hit the backfield. Breaks a tackle. Backs his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates. Jaquez Magruder with a 5-yard touchdown run, his 8th rushing touchdown of the season. And the Pirates able to overcome 30 yards in penalties on that drive. And they go on top 13-7 with 10:16 to play in the second quarter. And Jones' extra point splits the uprights. 14-7, Pirates. Kickoff coming in 30 seconds on Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
Jaquez McGruder already 9 carries, 71 yards, and a 5-yard touchdown to put the Pirates on top. Here's your kickoff from Jones. Lifted short, high, and it is going to fade out of bounds, so the flag flies. Eric, how many times in high school football do you see a team penalized 3 times for 30 yards and they still are able to complete the drive for a touchdown?
Yeah, not too often. It was 69 yards, and that's not including all the penalties there that made life a little bit difficult.
So in essence, a 99-yard drive.
Yeah, they were slicing up Moberly right now. The defense has to stand tall. There has just not been much resistance.
Spartans will take the field position at the 35-yard line, see if they can answer back. We got 10:16 left in the half. This will be Moberly's second possession. Well, is this going to be one of those nights? Whoever gets the most stops will win. Clayton Briscoe checks into the game for the Spartans. The lanky junior is in at a slot position. Two receivers to the near side, two backs to the backfield. Hand it off to Richards. He's got room and is able to dive ahead to the 41-yard line. Gain of 6, but that is the Spartans blasting off the football at the line of scrimmage.
And we have a Toby short sighting, too, which will help the passing game.
And Chance Richards has been the answer to Jaquez McGruder. He's got 7 carries for 70 yards. Ball at the 41-yard line. Well, if I'm the Spartans, my best defense of the Pirates right now is keep the football. Second down and 4. Fake it. Stone King drops, now scrambles to space. 45 midfield, far sideline, 45 wrapped up and taken down. But not before he gets to the 41-yard line. From the 41 of Moberly to the 41 of the Pirates. First down, Moberly.
He got ragdolled. That was a tough tackle. I almost just assumed he was out of bounds because it seemed like things had stopped, and then he just got body slammed. That was a hard hit, but a good job by him adjusting to the rush and getting out of the pocket and picking up yards.
That's a good, quick decision, too. That's a pass play, but he saw the total left side open up, no containment, and took it. His third carry of the night, Spartans on the march. Twin receivers to the near side. Derek mentioned Toby Short in there. Handed off to Richards. Nice job adjusting his running route and is able to run to space to the 37-yard line and pick up a 4. A little sidestep in the backfield.
And as much as Moberly has struggled to stop Hannibal defensively, it's starting to come into play the other end. Instead of 4th and 13 on the opening possession, you get the personal foul, and now Moberly's just been marching.
Neither defensive line's having a good night right now. The offensive lines are winning.
Late substitution, Chase Kirby's coming out.
And he is their best interior lineman either side. 8:45 to play first half. Handle them up 14-7. Spartans trying to answer back. Turn, reverse pivot by the quarterback, and Richards dead. First time, it's a big pop by a Pirate. That was Owen Johnson, backup middle linebacker, who stuck Richards at the 39-yard line, a loss of 2.
Says a lot about Chance Richards that Cody McDowell's basically saying this is a Chance Richards game right now. If I'm not mistaken, Curtis Walter does not have a single carry
yet. Touch. Yeah.
So, again, that comes with the veteran presence and just the experience on the road against the powerhouse.
fact, we haven't really seen Walter in there offensively. Jarrett Kinder has checked in, and they're going to option to the near side. Cutting it up, Stone King, 30. Now bounce to the outside, 25. Cut down there, first down, Moberly. The Pirates went with a pitch man, and Stone King made a pay. First down, Spartans.
And that's really good option execution. He basically just rolled that out the whole way, and Richards did a good job as the running back, too, keeping the lane and staying the proper distance from his quarterback and just then cut it up at the last moment. He wanted to read the defense, and he did just that.
Boy, three shaky plays. If you're joining us, Hannibal scored on their first drive, went right down the field. Moberly had three really shaky plays, buried deep. And a 15-yard personal foul gave him life, and it has been ball game ever since. Back and forth, these two teams trading punches. Stone King, there's a counter to Walters with blockers in front. Sheds a tackler at the 20. 15 outside, 10, 5, touchdown Spartans! Made one man miss, had a blocker in front, and scoots into the end zone. There's Curtis Walter introducing himself to the fans here at Porter Stadium. 26-yard touchdown run. And the Pirates, or the Spartans, rather, answer back.
We set that up nicely, didn't we? There's your change of pace.
Total counterplay. Had the Pirates thinking up the middle. Stone King carried out his fake.
Is Moberly missing somebody here?
They are. They need a lineman. Still 15 on the play clock. These extra points are important, too, Eric.
In a shootout, I was thinking the same thing before he was missing.
Hopper, left-footed kicker on. 20 of 22 coming into the game. Short uprights here at Porter Stadium, but that one dead solid perfect. We're tied at 14. Good one here at Hannibal High School for first place in the NCMC. 7:45 left first half. Back for the kickoff in 30 seconds.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Well, it's a shootout, and yet at the same time, Eric, with the way the two teams have driven the football, it's taken a lot of time, but right now neither team can get a stop.
Yeah, Moberly's defensive line is going to have to step up on this series.
The other key factor is who's going to force a turnover tonight. That may be the one way to stop these offenses. Here's the kickoff. Line drive and a chance from the 15-yard line for Colburn. He's able to back his way across the 35, 36-yard line. 7:37 left for the Pirates as they start this drive. So Curtis Walter, he's the home run hitter for the Spartans, and he just went deep from 26 yards out, his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Jones and Whitaker will head to the right. Right now, the receivers are just blockers. Well, now we're going to have a pass play. Flip it outside. And that is Jones with a catch at the 40, driven back. Pretty sound tackling by the Spartans there after a short gain. Devin Shannon, we haven't called his name, call his number there. He was among the tacklers over there. Pickup of 3 yards. Worthington has completed all three passes he's thrown for 42 yards. You know, this is an example for me, Eric. I've talked about this before with this Misha Water rule. I think it's got to be more of a common sense rule and not a calendar rule. I think if it's this warm, you want to take quarterly water breaks, you give it to the guys. And maybe they do have that option. I'm not clear on that. Here's a short run and a tackle made by Jackson Miller. And was that Worthington on the keeper, I believe? The 3 more yards. We get in our mind that August and September, the hot months, we take the quarterly water breaks. And this is every bit as warm as we've had this season.
Got to have your eyes open here if you're Moberly. Preston Bennett, their backup quarterback, is into the game, split out wide. He does not play a lot of receiver. Now, that's not to suggest something's up, but it always could be.
He'll be among the trips here to the near side, looking that way. Here comes a late rush. Hit as he throws it. High pointing the ball and making the catch is Whitaker at the 32-yard line. And a good job by Worthington to hang in there as he got blasted after the throw.
Whitaker can go up and get it. He's a legit receiver in a running offense. He's big time.
I'm going to call it a 28-yard connection. The first catch for Whitaker. 11 catches, 250 coming in. Quick hitter up the middle. And Webb rides down the back of French. That'll be a 5-yard gain, though. 4-yard gain. Tyler Webb returning lineman both ways for the Spartans All-Conference. Ball at the 28-yard line, 5:37 to play.
Desi Jones running into play here. Here's the thing. These running backs are dangerous, and it can lull you to sleep. These receivers are gifted.
Second and six. Fake it. Counter play. Blasting through a hole is French across the 15. Wrapped up and taken down by Walter, but not before he gets forward progress down to the 10-yard line, a gain of 18.
That was about as untouched as you could be running up the middle, and that's what that split veer counter type of play can do. People are looking at Magruder. French just had a massive hole there behind a pulling guard, and the Moberly defense just got totally separated.
Pirates
got
to get the full 10. Goal to go. Here is a give up the middle. The Spartans stuff the hole this time. Price and Edwards knock down French and knock him back. Let's see if he gets forward progress to the line of scrimmage. Now that'll be a tackle for loss, a 1-yard loss. That is the first tackle for loss tonight for the Spartans, who come in with 40 through six games.
Price's role continues to grow, and Moberly's going to need him to be his normal self on both sides of the ball down the stretch.
Whitaker to the left, Jones to the right. Worthington under center. Goes on a longer count. Now toss it back to McGruber, sweeping to the right side, looking for a cutback lane, and is stacked up pretty nicely by the Spartan defense. They'll give him the 8-yard line. Let's see who unpiles for the Spartans. Jackson Miller, one of those over there. And was that Tashawn Davis?
This is an interesting spot. I don't get the sense that Hannibal wants to kick field goals this year unless it really, really has to. So I'm curious to see how they'll play this because, again, it's 3rd and 8. And both teams really have a choice in how they're going to align here.
They're also wanting to run a little more time off in case they don't score. Worthington under center. Goal to go from the 8. Worthington looking to throw, rolling to the far sideline. Hit as he throws it into the end zone. Caught by Jones. Touchdown. Spartan defensive backs are saying Jones didn't hang on to the football, but the official raises the arms. And Worthington, for the second time on that drive, hit as he throws it, completes a pass for a score.
They're conferencing. I don't know, Brad. I didn't see it hit the – I didn't have the vantage point. But that Moberly was pretty emphatic in saying that ball was incomplete. That wasn't.
Now the officials are huddling in the end zone. Jones, if he gets credit for it, his 4th touchdown of the season, and it is a touchdown.
I'd love to see the film. I have no idea. I can't really offer an opinion one way or the other than to tell you that Moberly was pretty emphatic saying it was incomplete. And again, he caught it up high, so it would have had to be while he was coming down.
Wow, the rush all over Worthington, and he jumped as he took the hit and put a strike right between the 8 and the 0 of Jones' jersey. Now Jones will try to tack on the extra point, and it is good. 21-14.
It practically looked like a throwaway. You're not kidding about the fact that he was, escaping there.
Worthington, 5 for 5. Throwing the football. Kickoff in 30 seconds on Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4.
8-yard touchdown
now
pass.
Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon. Online at smhmo.org.
Next touchdown pass of the season for Gabe Worthington. Neither team has been stopped yet. 21-14 Hannibal. Jones, high end over end kick. Walter will have a chance from the 10. Gets in behind the wedge. 25, 30, breaks a tackle. Look out, 40, 45. Now wrapped up by a host of Pirates, but the Spartans have field position with 3:31 left first half. 40-yard return.
You can't overstate how big that is because it's practical four-down territory now here, especially based on what time's at the on the clock and how much scoring there's been. If Moberly can even get to, like, fourth and four on the 44, I think you probably consider going for it if you're Cody, assuming that there's only two and a half on the clock at that time, time-wise.
Spartans have all three timeouts if they need them. Hannibal has two timeouts, but the full playbook is in play with that return now. You can run it, you can throw it. 40-yard return for Walter. Continues to light up. He averages 57 yards a return. Handed off to Richard. Oh, that is helmet on helmet, pad on pad. 2-yard gain. Good stick. Johnson on the tackle. Owen Johnson, I think we better lift him up on the depth chart, Eric. Mm-hmm. I think he's worked his way into the linebacker rotation.
And he did start last year. I think a lot of that is just the fact that they rotate a lot and they'll probably go with the hot hand and they're seeing what type of power mobile he has. They bring him in with the size. He's a backup O-lineman, so that should tell you he's big, 215.
We move past the three-minute mark. Lowry to the left, Davis to the right. Two backs to the backfield. Handed up the middle. Richards again pounds at the gut of the Hannibal defense. Picks up three more to the 45. Clock will continue to run. Neither team's going to use a timeout until they figure out what happens on this third down play.
And that's, I mentioned that four down territory possibility. That becomes vital here because you call a run play and you can still get five on a run anyway. But it's an interesting spot as far as your play call. I think you probably run it again and then decide, maybe try and get on the edge with Stone King and Richards again. That's worked whenever Mobley's gone to it.
Spartans taking a lot of time down to six. They may have to use a timeout out of necessity here. Now they will have to. They took too much time getting the play in into the line of scrimmage, so there's your first timeout. Moberly with 2:11 to play in the half. Hannibal up 21-14, third and five coming up when we turn in 30 seconds on Quicks.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Eric, this becomes a little cat-and-mouse game. Both coaches regarding what the down is, the distance is, what the game clock is. Do I get the stop, take a timeout if I'm Hannibal? Do I get the first? So when you use your timeouts, it could go either way. Here in the final 2:11, third down and five. Stone King fakes it, rolling out, breaks a tackle in the backfield, floats it downfield, caught by Lowry, 31-yard line. Nearly getting his hand on the ball was Danny Colburn, their standout defensive back. Thought he was going to jump in front, maybe pick off the pass, and it found Lowry's waiting arms at the 31 for a first down.
By the thinnest of margins, you are not kidding. And that's rolling to his left, going to the weak side, finding a 5'5" receiver.
First catch for Cameron Lowry, 14 yards, his eighth catch of the season. First down, life for the Spartans. Dominic Stone King rolling out as he eludes the rush. has the sideline and dances out of bounds to kill the clock with 1:46 left. Down to the 26. 5 big yards on first down.
If you want to take a shot, Brad, right now, at least on that last play, Tashawn Davis wide to the near side of the field. Massive, I'm talking 20 yards of separation maybe from the right-hand side of the line. And maybe there's a post opportunity because Hannibal had the box stacked there. There was no safety up top. And Davis, your speed guy, we'll see. It looks like Schluter's kind of shifting over that way a little bit because they've got twins now on that side.
Shannon and Davis to the wide side, the right side of the field. Spartans keep it on the ground with an option play. Stone King on the cut-up. Nearly breaks the tackle, then spun down 24-yard line. Picks up two more, sets up third short.
Got to start moving if you're Mulberley. That first timeout was inconveniently used, so they got to move with a little bit of pace. I'm surprised they're not moving faster. I know they're still 120, yeah, but you're a run-first offense.
It is. They're kind of in that in-between area. If you do get stopped, then you don't want to leave Hannibal with time. So it's a big third down play. Then you'll see more urgency, I'm guessing. Twins to the left side. That's the wide side of the formation. Football on the right hash mark. Spartans going left to right as we see it. Handed off. Richards hit the backfield. Now who uses the timeout here? It could be Hannibal. Reading led the charge, and indeed, we have a timeout called. 57 seconds left. Now the Spartans will go ahead and take a timeout.
See, that's Cody McDowell is a phenomenal and aggressive coach, but that's almost inconsistency in how you're operating because you're either going fast or you're not. But I think it was going to be four down territory regardless, so you wanted to move with a little bit of up because let's not forget that Hannibal would have a lot further to go in the other direction than Moberly is going in this direction. So you're not really worried about them getting the ball back in what's a shootout right now. You want to take advantage of this plus territory. You can't be leaving points on the board here, but if they get the first down, they'll get a clock stop there, and then they'll probably start to pick up the pace. You got fourth and medium here, full playbook to your disposal. Do you try to get Stone King on the outside and give him an option to either pass or run if he sees the space?
Ball at the 26 yard line. 57 seconds left. Spartans down to one timeout. Pirates still have two. If they get a stop, they'll think score. Neither team has been able to stop the other so far. Pirates have a chance. Fourth down and five. High snap over the head of Stone King, and he'll have to sit on it at the 38-yard line, and now the Pirates have both field position and the football with 53 seconds left. Well, big mistake there for the Spartans. It's a loss of 12 yards.
And somehow after all that, it became a 12-yard drive.
So for the first offense to blink, Moberly. Now you better tighten up defensively. There's time left. And two timeouts. And Worthington has been on the money throwing it. He's going to keep it here the near side. Wrapped up. Pirates will have to take a timeout. 41-yard line. Mark St. Clair signals for it.
You couldn't ask for a better situation there. You keep him to 3 yards running. And you don't let him get the sideline. So,
Will Smothers there, Jackson Miller there, gain of 3, timeout Hannibal. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Moberly trails 21-14. We'll return after this.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
Haven't needed the punters tonight. They have not made an appearance.
They almost did, but a personal foul took it away.
Hannibal 3-for-3 on scoring drives. Moberly was 2-for-2. Got well into Pirate territory. But faced to fourth down and a snap over the quarterback's head. Gave the ball to the Pirates. They're at their own 41-yard line with 47 seconds left. One timeout left. Well, this is a huge 47 seconds for the Moberly defense. Worthington under center. They're going to blitz. Worthington rolls the pocket, pulls up, throws downfield. Contact downfield, no flag. They let him play. Davis and Whitaker engaged at the Moberly 35-yard line.
Davis has to be careful there. He kind of went and did the incomplete sign a couple of times in the face of the intended target Whitaker. That can draw you a real costly penalty. I think that was a little too close for comfort. But either way, just a bit of a shoulder tap there. Two guys elevating for the football. I have no problem with a no call on a play like that.
We've already seen one Pirate penalized for signaling with his hands in a somewhat taunting manner. The Spartan defensive backs were up to the test against the passing attack of Hannibal last year, Cameron Lowry and Tashawn Davis. Third down and eight. Here comes another blitz. And it's a good job wrapping up. Will Smothers gets on Magruder for the tackle. There's a flag in the backfield, 36 seconds left. If Smothers doesn't make that tackle, there was room this side.
Illegal shift, though, on Hannibal. But, yes, there would have been.
Now the Spartans.
I think Moberly can start to sag off a little bit too defensively. I think that was a bit of a crowded box for the situation. You're just trying to prevent a home run here. Now, Hannibal's not making any 30-yard field goals, so you got to be a little careful, and now they do start to sag. Now they're playing a lot more, covering a lot more ground.
We may see more run blitzes from Moberly in the second half because it's not working. Their base defense is not working right now against this split veer of Hannibal. They have been able to run up and down the field. They have been bringing Landon Graves really hard. Now this time he lays back. Here's a handoff. French to the outside, going to run out of space finally. And it's going to bring up fourth down with 31 seconds left. Landon Graves over to bump him out of bounds at the 47. So it's fourth down and 2 yards to go, 1 yard to go.
They've got Colburn in at receiver here, who does not play a lot of receiver. I see Desi's in there as well. So maybe they look to play this aggressive.
This is an interesting call for Hannibal, too. Moberly's got one timeout. If they don't pick this up, Moberly will have it in Pirate territory with some time. Worthington will give it up the middle. First down, Magruder carrying tacklers into Spartan territory, 47-yard line. Clock will stop to move the chains at 27.
And again, Brad, you can play this softer defensively now from this point forward than you would if you were watching a collegiate or an NFL game, as a timeout is called here for Hannibal. You can play this softer than you normally would because field goal range in high school, you got to get really deep. So you can play this softer. If you keep them out of the end zone, you're probably doing a good job here. Interesting use of a timeout for Hannibal there as you get the first down, and they're usually so quick to the line, the clock temporarily stops. And they had already used one play into this game. I'm a bit surprised they called that.
They have no room for error now as far as clock management. 27 seconds left, no timeouts. It's a big stop for Moberly. One, to keep it a one-score game. Two, they get the football to start the second half. It's been a good one. Battle for first place. We thought it would be. Colburn to the near side. Whitaker to the right side. They always break the receivers far more early than the rest of the guys. 47-yard line. Turn and give it off. There's a tackle in the backfield, and that may just stop the drive. Landon Graves got to French. 5 yards deep. Tackle for loss. His fourth of the season. Pirates get back on the football. 10 seconds left. Worthington drops to throw it. Deep ball near sideline, and it is over the head of his receiver, Colbert.
Moberly just caught a massive break. I have no idea what Tashawn Davis was doing, but he was looking at the sidelines and looking at the crowd, and his man just blew by him. He was not paying any attention to how quickly Hannibal got back to the line. If Worthington looks the other way and makes even an acceptable throw, that was undoubtedly a touchdown.
First two incompletions for Worthington have come on this possession.
His man was literally by him while he was still looking at the sideline.
No. I think he thought Hannibal was just going to let the clock expire, I guess.
And sometimes in high school, instead of dropping back and scanning the whole field, he just had one read and go on the pass.
5 seconds left. Worthington, they're going to play the hook and ladder, and it goes, I'm not sure, it looked like a kick, bicycle kick coming from Whitaker there. He got his foot into the air, and it's incomplete with 3 seconds left. It looked like maybe they're going to do the hook and ladder there, and it's fourth down.
They were watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Chiefs nearly got victimized by that by the Broncos. Fourth down and 14, ball at the 49 of Hannibal, and the Spartans drop back as if they're getting in kick return mode as they've got four guys all the way back near the 20-yard line anticipating a Hail Mary pass.
Got some of their athletes in there, too. Briscoe's in there. He's got size.
And the Pirates will keep it on the ground. Magruder tackled at the 43-yard line. Nicely done by Huff to end the first half. What an entertaining first half of football between these NCMC rivals. Hannibal 21, Moberly 14. The Spartans will get the football to start the second half. Scott is back in studio at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk, and he'll have an update on Week 7, our schedule, scores, highlights from other games, and this one coming up. Halftime report on Quix, KWIX, AM Moberly, KWIX, FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
And welcome to the Moberly Motors Halftime Report. It's brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealers, putting customers on the road since 1963. I'm Scott Lunty, and boy, we have a lot of good matchups tonight on our regional radio airways. So let's go ahead and get to the highlights as we have Moberly and Hannibal that are in a deadlock, 14 all tied. That is on Quix AM and FM right now. And Brad Boyer has the calls with 8:42 remaining. It was Hannibal that got on the board first, courtesy of Gabe Washington.
Here's Worthington on the keeper, near side. Good kick out block. He's to the outside of the 10, breaks the tackle, and scoots into the end zone. 23-yard touchdown run by quarterback Gabe Worthington, and that's his seventh rushing touchdown of the season. The Pirates score on their opening drive.
Check that. It's actually a 21-14 lead for Hannibal. However, Moberly tied it with 3:39 to go with a familiar face in the backfield.
Through a crease and into the secondary. Touchdown, Moberly. He broke through cleanly at the line of scrimmage and untouched. A 30-yard touchdown run for Chance Richards, his sixth rushing touchdown of the season.
And this battle has a significant amount of implications coming into tonight, as the winner will take home the top spot, at least, in the NCMC, or have the lead at the very least. After the 7-7 tie with one quarter in the books, Hannibal did not take long to strike back. 10:16 to go.
Goal to go from the 5-yard line. Handed to Magruder. Hit the backfield. Breaks the tackle. Backs his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates.
And that gave Hannibal a 14-7 lead. While at the 5-yard run by Jaquez Magruder, the Desi Jones PAT was good. Curtis Walter getting familiar in the end zone for the Moberly Spartans. 7:45 to go in the second.
Stone King. There's a counter to Walters with blockers in front. Sheds a tackle at the 20. 15 outside, 10, 5. Touchdown, Spartans. Made one man miss, had a blocker in front, and scoots into the end zone. There's Curtis Walter introducing himself.
And with 3:42 remaining, Hannibal back on top, 21-14, thanks to an 8-yard pass by Gabe Worthington to Desi Jones.
Worthington under center. Goal to go from the 8. Worthington looking to throw, rolling to the far sideline. Hit as he throws it into the end zone, caught by Jones, touchdown.
And that's where we currently are on Quicks by the score of 21-14. Hannibal leading over Moberly. Meanwhile, over on Cress, a back-and-forth battle between the Brookfield Bulldogs and the Macon Tigers. Brookfield got off to a very quick start. They only needed 19 seconds to get on the board.
From his own 45, moving right to left. The handoff goes to Isard, and it's a reverse end around Brandon Collins on the outside, across the 40, 35, 30, down the far side sidelines. The 10, the 5, touchdown on the first play of the game for the Brookfield Bulldogs.
That's Brandon Collins with the 55-yard run. To Garrett Starlin, PAT is good. Ben Wittenstein with those calls on Crest. 7:38 to go. Brookfield extended their lead thanks to their new quarterback.
It's a keeper for Leapheart. Escapes a tackle in the backfield on the run left side across the 50 to the 40. He's on the run, the 25, 20. No one's going to catch up to Leapheart. Another touchdown by Brookfield. They're going to go up 13-0 on a 52-yard run by the sophomore quarterback, Derek Leapheart.
And then Macon started a comeback with just a little under 1 minute left in the first quarter.
Waller, shotgun snap, fakes the pass, takes it up the middle himself, and waltzes into the end zone for a 3-yard touchdown carry. 58 seconds to go. Macon, first score on the board, now 14-6 for the Tigers.
In the second quarter, 14-13, Macon clawing back thanks to their quarterback.
And they're going
to
give him a touchdown. Gus Davis, 22-yard touchdown reception on the far side.
And the halftime score is 14-13. We're going to take a one-minute break on Quicks and Crest, and then when we come back, we are going to have our glory friends join us for our Moberly Motors halftime report. And we'll take a look at some highlights of the South Shelby Centralia highlights. You're listening to the Moberly Motors Halftime on Regional Radio.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles. Schedule service. Get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search, and you'll see for yourself
Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Welcome back to the Moberly Motors Halftime Report on Quicks and Crests. Again, on Quicks right now, the Hannibal Pirates lead the Moberly Spartans 21-14. Meanwhile, on Crests, you're listening to Brookfield and Macon. The Bulldogs of Brookfield lead Macon 14-13. Let's take a look at some of the highlights from the South Shelby Centralia game on Glory 97. Got to tell you that the highlights of the game are also brought to you by Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics and Flooring. Great boards, low prices, knives, folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, Flooring in Moberly. It's been pretty much all Centralia in most of this game as they currently lead 27-8 very late in the second quarter. And the Panthers got on the board with 9:34 to go in the first quarter thanks to senior Nick Wheaton.
Reverse coming to the near side, room to run, and this will be a touchdown. A 19-yard run for Nick Wheaton, his second carry, puts Centralia out in front by a score of 6-0.
J.B. Connolly with the call tonight down in Centralia, but South Shelby answered the bell with 7:48 to go in the first quarter, thanks to their reigning Crest All-Star.
5 yards deep, takes the snap. He'll keep it himself, falls a block off left tackle, and he's in for a touchdown. A 9-yard run by Brock Wood, and South Shelby is a point away from tying this game up.
And they actually went for the two-pointer. It was Daniel Burke on the run, and that's giving South Shelby an 8-7 lead. However, Centralia would take over late in the first quarter and pretty much all the second quarter, as a matter of fact. A 10-yard pass from John Durant to Jared Holman made it 13-8. The PAT was no good. And then we go into the second quarter. John Durant not just doing it with the arms, but also with the legs.
Durant will keep it himself, follows the block, and he dives for the end zone. And he's in for a touchdown, a 3-yard run by John Durant.
And the two-pointer was unsuccessful with 11:36 to go in the second quarter. So they took a 19-8 lead, and then they had a big play about 3 minutes later.
Durant on the pistol takes the snap, looking to throw on first down long over the middle. Catch made on the run. Wheaton has no one in front of him. It is going to go for an 87-yard touchdown run to Nick Wheaton. As Durant just zipped one over the middle, and Wheaton was gone.
And it's an 87-yard pass from John Durant to Nick Wheaton. Centralia leads 27-8, very late in the first half. We're going to go ahead and take another break here on regional radio, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything. Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Let's take a quick look at the Red Weir scoreboard. And again, it's brought to you by Red Weir Columbia. Athletes know that when it comes to athletic supplies, the place to go is Red Weir of Columbia, serving the area since 1961. The other NCMC game tonight features the Kirksville and Mexico. Last check, Kirksville leading Mexico 14-7 in the second quarter. In the other Clarence Cannon matchup we have, this has actually big implications. Clark County leading Palmyra 8-0, and that's going to have a share of at least first place in the conference by the end of the night. In Lewis and Clark action, Fayette leading Harrisburg 22-0 in the first quarter. Marceline all over Salisbury 34-0 very late in the first quarter. Scotland County leading Knox County 13-0. North Callaway undefeated in Eastern Missouri action, taking on Montgomery County. They lead 14-6. South Callaway leads 21-0 over Van Farr. Key Tri-County Central game between Southern Boone and Blair Oaks, where it is currently 28-7 Blair Oaks in quarter number two. Hallsville leads California 28-0, 14-0. Boonville is leading in quarter number two. We're going to stand by in just one moment and let our Glory 97 visitors join us in just a moment. And those joining us here on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com, we're going over the Red Weir scoreboard right now. Scott Lantier will show you the highlights in just a moment. But to wrap things up with our scoreboard, in non-conference contests, DeSmet leading Jefferson City 21-7. Monroe City taking on Helias. They lead 20-0 in the second quarter. Rockhurst leads Columbia Battle 21-0. And that's going to wrap up the Moberly Motors halftime report for those on Quicks and Crest. We'll get you out to Macon and Brookfield, where, again, the Brookfield Bulldogs currently lead 14-13 at the half. Meanwhile, in the Moberly-Hannibal game on Quicks AM and FM, it is Hannibal that leads 21-14. Meanwhile, those on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com, will be back in 1 minute, and we will finish running through the scoreboard, and we'll take a look at highlights from the other three games. And for those on Quicks and Crest, enjoy the second half, and we'll see you for End Zone after the Macon-Brookfield game. This has been the Moberly Motors Halftime Report on Regional Radio.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Sounds good. We are back at Hannibal High School. I'm Eric Duke with you on Information Radio Quicks as we ready for the second half. It is 21-14, the lead for Hannibal. Still some time on the clock as we'll run through some of that first half. It was a wild one. Touchdowns on each of the first five possessions in this contest, and Mobley had a turnover on downs at the 38-yard line of Hannibal late in the first half. And then it was Mobley who stopped Hannibal going into the half on a routine run play up the middle. A lot at stake in this one, a de facto conference championship game. It is brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's agency or local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, Lula's, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Controlled Air, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. Brad, would you like to run through some of the stats from that first half? It was a lot going on here at Porter Stadium.
Now the two teams combined to score on the first five possessions in this game. For the Moberly Spartans, Chance Richards, 12 carries, 75 yards, a touchdown. Dominic Stone King, 7 carries, 34 yards. And Curtis Walter had the 26-yard touchdown scamper on his one carry. Stone King, 2 for 2 passing for just 11 yards. Completions to Lowry and to Graves, 150 yards of offense for the Spartans in the first half. Hannibal had 259 unofficially. A lot of damage on the ground. 181 yards rushing, led by Jacques Magruder. 13 carries, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Damian French had 7 carries, 49 yards. Gabe Worthington, the quarterback, 6 carries, 48 yards, and a touchdown. Worthington completed the first 5 passes he threw tonight, including his 5th, which was a touchdown pass of 8 yards to Desi Jones. Worthington, 5 of 8, 78 yards of passing. Jones, three catches, 23 yards and a score. Whitaker had a 28-yard reception, and Ricky, Lawson Ricky, they're tied in, had a 27-yard reception. But the Pirates had six penalties in the first half for 55 yards. Moberly did not have a penalty. There were no turnovers in the first half. So it's kind of what you like in what may be a conference-deciding football game tonight. Certainly the winner here tonight will occupy first place all alone in the North Central Missouri Conference. But no turnovers. Two teams going at it hard. Spartans down seven. We'll have the football to start the second half.
And a few more sponsors. The hospital where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia or the Beta Group of Columbia. Patricia Selling in the Huntsville. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly. Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Macon Healthcare Center of Macon. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmoa.gov.
Hey, I want to put a bug in everybody's ear. Starting next week, we are going to start our Alpha Media Cares Friday night food bank collection. Our first site will be South Shelby High School, where Brookfield and South Shelby will play next Friday. And our sales team will be there collecting food and donations for the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. We're going to be at South Shelby next week. Following week, we'll be at the Macon Centralia game collecting at Macon High School. And if all plans go well and there's no problem with us doing it during district week, we're hoping to get to Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium for the opener of district week to have a food collection site there. So keep that in mind as we work our way through the season. The Spartans will have, gosh, where the season goes. Senior night will be next week, Kirksville.
Yep, and it's,
that'll be the final regular season home game.
Then we're off to Mexico. He's Brad Boyer. I'm Eric Dewitt. First, though, another half to go in this one. Moberly and Hannibal. Hannibal up 21-14 at the half. The Spartans to receive. The second half is next on Quicks and CentralMoinfo.com.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salad, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
We're back at Porter Stadium as we've got another half of football to play. Again, Moberly will be receiving to open the second half. Hannibal leads this series all-time 30-5, but Moberly took both contests last year, including the district semifinal. But now with that drop in classes, this is the only matchup of the year, and it is the final time Moberly will play Hannibal with Mark St. Clair as the opposing head coach in his final season. So we'll have plenty to get to in the second half, which you can hear next on Quicks and CentralMoinfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
At Controlled Air, they just want to make sure their customers stay comfy and cozy this winter. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling to schedule an annual checkup for your furnace or to take advantage of specials on a brand new Lennox home comfort system. Up to $1,600 in rebates. Get comfortable. Call Controlled Air Heating and Cooling at 660-263-5620 today or visit them online at ControlledAirMo.com. It's just another way Controlled Air Heating and Cooling can make you feel better.
We are back at Porter Stadium. I am Eric Duick alongside Brad Boyer with the second half just a couple of moments away as Moberly huddled up here underneath one of the goalposts getting ready for the second half as it is 21-14 Hannibal and we get some butterfly action in the booth. Brad, what did you see in that first half? What are you looking to in the second half?
Well, it's going to come down to Moberly getting stops in the run game. And if they don't, then they're not going to catch the Pirates tonight. That's as simple as it can be. I know they've kept up offensively on the scoreboard until that last drive ended in Pirate territory on a bad snap on fourth down, but you can't continue to expect that. You're going to have to get a stop somewhere along the line. They did get one at the end of the first half, but that was aided by the lack of time on the clock and the Pirates using their timeouts. They may have just ran out of time on that possession where they had to pass it more than run it. So the adjustments that the Spartans made at halftime defensively, I think, are going to be huge in how they somehow slow down this Pirate offense, their ground game.
Moberly to get the football first here, and the Spartans had a lot going in the ground game as well. Chance Richards with a 30-yard touchdown run, then you get the change of pace with Curtis Walter.
I was down going to the bathroom at halftime, and the conversation in the men's room was Monroe City leading 28-7 at Helias. Of course, his Hannibal team lost to Helias. The first week would be the eye-opener for Pirate fans, but that was opening week. I think Helias is missing a quarterback. They've had an injury at quarterback, but certainly we know the program David Kirby has developed at Monroe City, so I don't know that we're totally shocked, although I'm a little bit surprised by the margin in the first half.
Well, we've got a dandy on our hands here as well. He is Brad Boyer. I'm Eric Duick. 21-14. Hannibal leads Moberly at the half in a de facto conference championship game.
I haven't mentioned tonight, Moberly is easily leading the district standings, by the way, and we should point out, if you don't know by now, these two teams are not in the same class. Hannibal's class 4, Moberly's class 3. They played this district semis last year. That will not be the case this year. So Moberly, it would be hard for me to see any scenario where they won't be the top seed, even though Southern Boone is state rank playing these teams above them in classification. Hannibal.
Meanwhile, Hannibal second in its district behind Fort Zumwalt East and ahead of Priory. Desi Jones kicks it away right to left, and it's a squibber fielded at the 43-yard line of Moberly.
What a nice job by Huff.
Yeah,
the big
Andrew
boy.
Huff, the big boy, with the grab for the Spartans.
Boy, you talk about pressure. That's your defensive tackle having to make that catch, and he made it with his hands. He didn't try to cradle it. He went out, made the catch at the 42. I would assume maybe that was by design, or maybe Jones just hit it so short, but the Spartans get good field position.
Hannibal did recover an onside kick a week ago. 21-14, Moberly trails. First play of the second half, left to right from the 42 of the Spartans. Snap. Up the middle, Stone King bounces left side. 45, sprints 50. 45, 40, 35, 30, hustles 20, ripped down from the horse collar. There's the flag. What a start to the second half.
That worked as a counterplay with just the quarterback and a single back. He had single back that time. Richards was not in there. It was Curtis Walter. He was coming to our side, the right. Stone King faked it to him. He countered to the left. Found an opening, and boy, did he turn on the jets to the outside, broke a tackle, and everybody on both sides saw the horse collar. He was brought down by the shoulder pads from behind, tacked on to the end of the play.
And that is 40 yards pre-penalty for Stone King, who's now over 200 rushing yards on the season, replacing a 1,000-yard rusher and first-team all-conference quarterback in Nick Jelena. 15 seconds played, second half, 21-14, Moberly's deficit in a de facto conference championship game. Both schools undefeated in the NCMC. Snap, handoff right side, Richards plows, dives to the six, breaks through, touchdown Moberly. Stayed on top of bodies, and he is in for his second touchdown of the night from 9 yards out.
He just kept picking his way through the hole, shifting to the big fella until he found space. Hannibal not very sound tackling around the 5-yard line, and then all of a sudden Richards broke free and he was upright as he scooted into the end zone.
Just 20 seconds into the second half and the all-important extra point to tie from the lefty hopper. Brace on the right leg. Kick is up, plenty of height, good. All tied at 21, just 20 seconds into the second half of a de facto NCMC conference title game. In fact, Mark St. Clair flat out said this is the conference championship. They've got Marshall next. They would obviously have beaten Moberly head-to-head, which from a pride standpoint would mean a lot to them coming off the two losses a year ago to Moberly, which included a district semifinal. Moberly swept Hannibal last year after Hannibal won 10 of the previous 11.
Flip side is the Pirates have not stopped Moberly's ground game tonight as well. This has been pinball action back and forth. And, you know, this is going to come down to either A, somebody turning the football over at the wrong time, or B, just who gets a stop here in the second half. Because right now, neither team is able to stop the other's ground game.
That is touchdowns on 6 of 8 drives in this game, and one of those drives just ended by the halftime clock. Kick away, left to right, fielded Jones at the 15, 20. Hurries middle, 25, lowers the shoulder, has a seam, 40. Skirts 50, 45, breaks near side, 35, ripped down from behind at the 28-yard line of Moberly. Football comes out late, but after the play, a late hit on Briscoe, but no call there.
Well, the ball hit the ground, and Briscoe was able to recover it, but it was well after Jones had hit the ground, and that's where he's so dangerous. If you get him in open space, then he becomes that basketball player running the fast break. That was really well blocked by the Pirates at about the 25-yard line as they parted the Spartans' kick coverage unit.
And how about the impact from Desi Jones playing his first organized football since 8th grade? A 2-time All-Conference basketball player worked out with the Pirates in the summer. To the dismay of his personal hoops coach, just decided to stick with it. Pitch far side. Magruder doesn't have any blocking, yanked down in the backfield. Jarrett Kinder, the sophomore defensive end, with the tackle for loss after he had 2 sacks a week ago. Almost a minute played second half, tied at 21. Hannibal, undefeated conference champs 3 straight years before Moberly ripped it away a year ago. 18-13 at home for Moberly in the regular season before a 41-6 thump.
Only the second negative running play. The third negative overall running play for the Pirates tonight.
Magruder had 13 for 84 and a touchdown in the first half. Snap. Worthington looks to throw. Fires near side. Tipped up. Intercepted Moberly. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Lowry, 40, 35. Races to the 32-yard line near side. He had 9 passes defended against Hannibal last year in the 2 games. Now he's got an interception and a 44-yard return on the end of it. They keep going at him.
They keep going at him. An absurd amount of challenges by Hannibal and Cameron Lowry. They haven't shown that quite as much here tonight, but he had to defend the pass consistently last night. That's the first ball that Worthington has poorly thrown. It was underthrown. Lowry tipped it in the air to himself and had blockers in front.
Worthington did not have any interceptions during the course of the 4-game winning streak. Shotgun snap. Stone King, short drop. Rainbows near side for short. One-on-one intercepted right back at you. Hannibal football. Desi Jones with his 2nd pick of the year. That's at the 10-yard line. The 2 players high-pointed the football. Jones comes away with the victory. Back-to-back picks. So Jones flashes the ability on both sides.
Well, the Spartans tried the classic after the turnover and the change of possession to surprise Hannibal, and Jones had good coverage man on man there. So what you're hoping is to surprise the Pirates. They were not surprised, not the strength of the Spartans, and they throw an interception to give it right back. But if you look at it, field position has changed.
Hannibal football at its 10-yard line, right to left, tied at 21, a minute and a half into the third quarter. Hannibal football. Handoff up the middle, a quick surge to the 14-yard line for the Pirates with this split veer. It is Jaquez Magruder. Magruder coming off a season-low 8-carry for 35-yard performance. But before that, a combined 26 carries, 199 yards, and 4 touchdowns in conference wins against Kirksville and Mexico. Magruder gets a breather here. French, not too shabby himself as his 2nd back. 6'185", snap. It's loose in the backfield, a jump on it. Hannibal has the beat on it. But that brings up 3rd down and long, and again, the field position comes into play here. 3rd down and 12, back to the 9-yard line of the Pirates. So again, with this option attack, one missed exchange, one penalty can totally turn a drive upside down.
Well, they changed it up. They've been that split veer, and they went power eye that time. They brought Dante Reading in, and he bumped into Worthington. The ball hit the turf. Those two conversed afterwards, but the Pirates changing it up, and it did not work.
Third and 11 at the 9. Worthington rolls to his right, pressured from behind, sacked. Landon Graves in on the stop, right outside the goal line. Worthington lucky to avoid a safety. Now you've got fourth and a mile.
That was really close. That's on the farthest end. We can't really see it. It looked like it had the potential of a safety. The key was that Graves came from the blind side, and he's every bit as faster than Worthington, so he just tracked him down.
And now Desi Jones,
first punt,
has to punt just off the back of his end zone. 3:15 played second half, tied at 21. Kick is away, high, wobbly, bounces 35, trickles back toward Hannibal's end zone, and then touched up by Lowry, who squirts to the 35-yard line in a bit of a last-moment decision there as Hannibal hovered around the football. So 8:31, third quarter, tied at 21. Moberly threatening to take the lead for the first time tonight.
Well, they have been the aggressor, Eric, in the second half coming out of the locker room. Good talk at intermission. Two plays, punch it in, get an interception, stuff Hannibal after they pick off a pass, and now you have got to take advantage of this tremendous field position plus territory, 33.
Dominic Stone King at quarterback, son of the Moberly defensive coordinator, Tony Stone King. Graves to his right, Kinder behind him. Snap, handoff. No, Stone King flips it late. And Moberly able to avoid a turnover with a late hop on the football in the backfield.
That's trying to do a little too much there. Just take your loss. You're fortunate the Pirates didn't scoop up that football.
Yeah, Kinder almost knocked it out. They were trying to go option to the far side, fake the handoff up the middle. Just a poor exchange there. So now it is second down and 17 for the Spartans, back to the 41 of Hannibal. 4 minutes played, third quarter, tied at 21.
And this is not where you want to be in the Spartan offense, where you have to consider the pass play. You want to keep the run open.
Tashawn Davis, Devin Shannon near side. Stone King out of the gun. Snap, option to the near side. Stone King keeps, hops inside, 40, wrestles to the 38-yard line. Just a gain of 3 for the sophomore first-year starter.
Well, the defensive coordinators must have done the pep talk at halftime. Much better defense on both sides of the football.
Back-to-back interceptions early in this second half following a Chance Richards touchdown run. Richards now has touchdowns in 17 of the last 19 football games for Moberly.
And he's had 5 the last 2 years against Hannibal.
2 in the regular season game last year, 2 in this one. Snap. And a flag flies, play blown dead. Also miscommunication on Moberly's part as it still went out with the play, and Stone King play fake to nobody, ready to roll to his left for a pass.
I think that 5-yard penalty is a break for Moberly. Because they were... I agree. I don't think that play was going to be run right. Boy, this is, if you can't take advantage of this, this is twice where you've had the ball well into Hannibal territory after scoring right off the bat.
And you never want to punt in this position, but now you've got 4th and 21 at the Hannibal 44. And if you don't get a chunk back here, it almost becomes really difficult to make it 4 down territory. Kinder behind Stone King, Graves to the left. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Heels at the 45. Screen near side. Graves breaks the tackle. 45. Jukes inside 42 and buried right at the 42-yard line.
Wow.
Lucky to avoid another negative play.
That's really good by Graves as Reading teed off on him on the screen and should have had a loss back to near midfield. And Graves somehow maintained his balance to get to the 42. You got to punt. Try to play for field position. Yeah.
Just a gain of 2, so 4th and 19 for Moberly. And the Spartans forced to punt from the 42-yard line of Hannibal. And Moberly again with a late man on in the special teams department. Jarrett Kinder, though, in on the right side. Stone King to boot it away for the first time tonight. Toes it away from the Moberly 45. It's a liner. Bounces just past Colburn and sneaks into the end zone by the thinnest of margins near that front pylon, just inside of it.
That's where about 2 feet make the difference in 20 yards.
About the midway point of this third quarter, tied at 21. Hannibal football off the touchback at its 20-yard line, right to left. Fresh off its first three and out of the day. Gabe Worthington into the huddle. Worthington, a two-year starter, set the Hannibal record last year with 17 touchdown passes.
Warm night. They're going to give Landon Graves a breather.
Hand off up the middle. Huge hole. French stiff arm lunges to the 35. A 15-yard run for Damian French. He shot through there before Mobley even had a chance.
Well, that wasn't a classic tackle, but it was enough contact by Stone King to prevent a touchdown, because if he doesn't get enough to knock him off balance, it'd be a house call for French of 80 yards.
French had 7 carries for 49 yards in that first half. They love the way he runs with a forward lean, really tough to take down. Snap. Hand off. Up to the near side, reading, twists to the 43 and extends to the 45-yard line. Will Smothers on the stop. That is a gain of 7, so 2nd and 3 upcoming. Past the midway point of the third quarter, tied at 21. Football at the Hannibal 44-yard line, right to left.
They've gone back to what they've done successfully, the split back here, which they've done for years, that power eye. Didn't work out so well deep in their own territory.
Snap. Counterplay handoff is to the near side. And to midfield is Damian French with the first down. Landon Graves the stopper, but after a gain of 6.
It's not only the counteraction in the backfield, but you also up front have the misdirection with your linemen. You've got guys crossing, trapping. Fun to watch unless you got to defend it.
3 returning starters on that Hannibal line. Snap from midfield. Pitch to the near side. French, stiff arm. Lowers the shoulder. Muscles to the 45 of Moberly. 4-yard run for French. 2nd and 6 upcoming. 4:23 to play third quarter. Tied at 21. De facto conference title. Hannibal 30-5 all time in this series. But Moberly won twice last year, including in the district semifinals. 41-6. En route to the 2nd state quarterfinal appearance in program history. Mark St. Clair's teams have reached the playoffs 13 times. He is a 2017 Hall of Famer in his final year on the Hannibal sideline. Snap. In the middle of the field, bottled up right behind the line. Will Smothers and Tyler Webb in on that tackle.
Yeah, he stuffed it. That mesh point nearly had Tyler Webb connected to it. Quarterback was trying to get the football, I believe, away from the running back, but Webb had them all wrapped up. No gain.
And that play never really even started. Just 3:30 to play third quarter. This game is humming by. The Pirates break the huddle. 2 receivers far side. Thicker in the near slot. Snap. There appeared to be movement before the play as Magruder bombs it far side into traffic. Incomplete. They go the route of the fullback pass. He already had an 80-yard touchdown pass this year in the opener. This one, though, falls incomplete. So a 4th and 6 upcoming for Hannibal at the Moberly 45. Magruder took a false step before that snap, but David Langton's crew did not catch it.
Really nice job by Dominic Stone King from his center field position to come over and help out to Sean Davis. It was going to be a 50-50 ball between those two, and Stone King came over to help jar the ball free.
And Hannibal opts to punt it away. Lawson Rickey, a senior, puts a right foot into it, and it is a beauty. Mobley's got nobody deep. It's too good of a punt because that is a touchback.
Yeah. Mark St. Clair said, save that when we're backed up at our 20. He's out there saying, where'd that come from? He about kicked that into the student section. That was a tremendous-looking punt. It just, they needed a short one.
21-all, 2:57 to play third quarter. Hannibal has outscored its last four opponents, 196-32. Moberly's five straight wins, all decided by at least 21 points. And here it is, de facto conference title game, a nail-biter between two NCMC powers.
You sometimes see that where two teams go up and down the field on each other and they're able to get into the locker room. Good teams make adjustments. These two defenses have made some adjustments to at least contain the offenses here in the third.
Stone King out of the gun from the 20. Handoff, left side, Graves, his first carry of the game into open space, 30, reverses to the 32-yard line. Graves pulling the pile with his back to the opposite end zone, but it's good for a 12-yard run and a Moberly first down. Graves had a career-high 7 carries for 106 yards and a touchdown in the district semifinal win against Hannibal a year ago.
I love that action, too. You get him looking one way, then he comes the other. Plus, he's got pulling guards in front of him. That was well-conceived, good blockers out front.
And Hannibal's defense so geared up to stop Richards, who already has a couple of touchdown runs. Graves to the right of Stone King. First and 10, Moberly at its 32-yard line. Snap, handoff, left side, Richards. Barrels, 35, chugs to the 39-yard line. A 7-yard run for the senior All-State wrestler, who has 5 touchdowns in the last 3 games combined against Hannibal, including 2 tonight.
We got an injured Pirate player across the way.
He's now seated upright. Will Whitaker runs onto the field here.
One of the single-digit players over the way.
And Whitaker comes on to replace St. Clair.
Is Colburn out there? Do you see him? That may be the injured player. I don't see a 7. So that may be their defensive leader, Danny Colburn, who missed all last year.
With a shoulder injury.
Yeah, I mean, he played on that state quarterfinal team, and Mark St. Clair just flat said would have been our best defensive player last year. They were certainly happy to have him back this year. He is going to be up. And it looks like he's going to be okay walking on his own.
Yeah, he's seated upright. Then he hit the turf in a flash. But now good to see him at least walking off under his own power because they were favoring that lower body quite a bit there.
I have a feeling he might have gone underneath Chance Richards on that run that Richards just finished.
2:17 third quarter, 21 apiece. Two NCMC powers undefeated in conference play. Colburn missed all of last season.
He's not moving very well.
And he is really favoring that right leg. It is 2nd and 3, Spartans at the Moberly 38-yard line, left to right. Stone King out of the gun. His toes at the 35. Snap. Hand up the middle, Richards. Probe, stiff arms, fights the pile for a first down. Stopped at the 43-yard line. A 4-yard run.
Again, really well blocked at the point of attack. I mean, the Spartans are really moving the Pirates off the football. They keep running with this efficiency. We may not see another Spartan pass tonight.
Give Richards a 100-yard day. He had 12 carries for 75 yards and a touchdown in the first half. Richards was quiet last week, just 6 carries, held out for much of the first half. Coach's decision in a homecoming win against Marshall. It's homecoming at Hannibal tonight. Stone King out of the gun. Snap. Hand up the middle, Richards again. Blast middle, powers to midfield. Just shy of midfield at the 49 on the red Hannibal H. Another plus run, though. 5 on the play. Inside, 2 minutes to play, third quarter, 21-all.
And these gut shots right up the middle by the Spartans are going to set up the perimeter for that option game where Dominic Stone King can attack or you get him thinking the middle and you bring Walter around on that counter like he scored in the first half. That's what these effective running plays up the middle are going to set up.
Walter to the right of Stone King. Walter with a 26-yard touchdown run. It's Stone King, though, on the keep. Blasted right in the backfield. A loss of 4 back to the 44 of Moberly. So third and long upcoming. That is a negative play in a crucial spot. You're moving the chains. You get 2nd and medium. Now you bring up 3rd and long.
And everybody goes back and says, you should have given Walter the ball, Dominic. And he says, I know. Because I just took 5-yard loss.
3rd and 10, Moberly at its 43 the spot.
It's a split-second decision where you give it or keep it.
35 seconds first half. 21-21. Stone King out of the gun. Two receivers near. Snap. Handoff to Walter near side. Banks to the 45. Got just a couple on that misdirection. And maybe the final play of the third quarter. 15 seconds on the clock. Both teams with 21 on the board and fourth and long for Moberly on the other side.
Now they're going to take it down to the fourth, you would think, pundit.
Tied at 21, both teams undefeated in conference play. The fourth quarter is next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Lula's in Moberly since 1944, under the same ownership since 1997, for decades. Mike's been serving mouth-watering steaks, delicious seafood, sandwiches, smoked ribs. Come see why folks drive from across the state to 112 West Carpenter Street in Moberly. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 until midnight. Mike's got the grill on fire from 4:30 until 9. That's Lula's in Moberly.
Start of the fourth quarter, tied at 21. Moberly fourth down and 9 at its 44-yard line right to left. So that second and 5 negative play on the botched exchange, costly for the Spartans. Two teams undefeated in conference. Will Whitaker, the return man for the Pirates. His heels with his pink cleats at the 25 of Hannibal.
Again, the Spartans are minus a player on special teams.
That is the third time tonight.
You sure don't want to be missing somebody that's on the protector unit.
5 on the play clock, but the snap away, and the punt is good. It bounds at the 25. It trickles inside the 20 and skips to the 15-yard line. Phenomenal punt from Dominic Stone King.
I'll say this for Dom. He may not have the strongest leg, but he's getting where his angle punting is much better. So if you kick it away and you get the roll like we have on turf tonight, it can be just as effective, and it was there.
He averages 27.7 a try, but a long of 50 a week ago in the win against Marshall. Hannibal, first and 10, left to right. Home reds, white numbers, red stripe on the black pants on home. Coming. Two teams undefeated in conference, tied at 21. Hannibal football, 12 seconds into the fourth. Jones, the far side receiver. He has an 8-yard touchdown grab. Whitaker just to the right of him. Snap. Handoff up the middle. French barrels for a couple of yards to the left side. Brings up second down and 8.
You know, Magruder was her feature back first half, and it's been all French for Hannibal here in the second half.
French has emerged big time this year. 12 carries, 178 yards, 4 touchdowns a week ago. Before that, 15 for 178 and 3. Got touchdowns in every game. Does not have one yet tonight. Hannibal, a 4-game winning streak. 21 apiece, 45 seconds played, fourth quarter. Second and 8, Hannibal. Snap. Handoff up the middle again. Space for Magruder. Jukes left. 30, 35, races 45, 50, 45, 40. Nudged out of bounds, far side to Sean Davis. Well, there's your guy, Magruder.
And he had blockers. Spartans are probably fortunate he didn't score on that play.
So a 50-yard run.
Yeah, I was counting it up for you. I just wasn't quick enough. I've had 49, so yeah, that's about right. And Dominic Stone King, it was either he or Tashawn Davis got planted on a block, very slow to get up. I think it might be Stone King. He may be out of this game.
Well, that's the Moberly quarterback on the other side of the football.
Yeah, they hustled Devin Shannon in the defensive backfield.
And he has not played a lot of secondary this year. And Moberly already without Jared Heron, one of the top tacklers. Snap. Left side. French. Through a hole. Upended. But with the forward progress, got about 7. A minute and a half played fourth quarter. Tied at 21. Second and 3 upcoming Hannibal. Well, Smothers on the stop. Smothers had an interception a week ago.
French is going to hobble off. This game taking a toll on both teams. Hard hitting, physical. Al Magruder comes out. French is going to hobble back to the huddle. Now we got another player
Hannibal
hobbling.
Hannibal might need to burn a timeout here.
Yeah, they're going to get another player. I think that's cramps.
So Reading is in, and French has reversed course, what, two times just in between these plays? But now he's in. Now, the play clock got reset there, unusually so. 2 minutes into the fourth. Handoff up the middle. It's French again, blasted right near the line.
I think they snuck a new back in there, honestly.
Yeah, they got Reading in there now as well because Magruder came out, so Daylon Reading is in the game as well. Colburn back in offensively now. That's encouraging after he left with a leg injury on the last possession. 2:20 into the fourth, tied at 21, 20 on the play clock for Hannibal. Third down and one at the Moberly 24-yard line. Jones to the far side, Colburn near, Worthington under center. Snap, QB keep up the middle, muscled back. But where is the forward progress?
There's a big hit by Landon Graves. He met Worthington right in the hole. It's going to be very close. Jarrett Kinder was there as well. Oh, he got a favorable spot. Should be a first down.
Yeah, the pile surged, and then it just reversed course.
Really good spot for Hannibal there.
Worthington had his seventh rushing touchdown of the season in the first half. Magruder back into the game for the Pirates. A senior 100-yard day with a touchdown. 3 minutes played in the fourth. 21 all. Hannibal first down at the Moberly 23. Handoff left side. Reading cuts outside. 15, 10, 5. Walks in for a touchdown. The sophomore, Daylon Reading, with a 23-yard score, just his second of the season.
Well, that's what it took for Hannibal, a fresh back. Looked good running the football, a little bit of a hole, and then he got to the outside. He was not going to be caught.
27-21 Pirates, 8:52 to play, fourth quarter. A battle for first in conference. Jones on for the extra point. Worthington's hold down. Jones' kick up, high and good. 28-21 Hannibal. 8:52 to play, fourth quarter. On Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Daylon Reading with a go-ahead 23-yard touchdown run for Hannibal. 8:52 to play, fourth quarter, as we have a player down post-extra point for the Pirates. And now up on his feet. At an 86-yard touchdown drive, as the staff tends to chase Kirby, who is their top lineman on both sides of the football. Already a couple of knee braces on.
He's been struggling tonight health-wise. Speaking of health, we're going to be watching for Dominic Stoneking as he got hit on a block on that. And remember, that was the big play, the 49, 50-yard run by Magruder that started that drive for the Pirates. And Stoneking went out to see if he comes back in for offense. It should also bear repeating tonight that the Spartans have played without their second leading tackler, Jared Heron, who's on the bench across the way. He's got his uniform on, but apparently couldn't give it a go tonight with some type of an injury. Apparently gave it a try in warm-ups, and that has certainly not helped Moberly defensively tonight.
Moberly down. 28-21, 3 minutes into the fourth. Curtis Walter, the deep man. Kickoff returns for touchdown in three of the last four games, but Jones reaches the end zone.
Yeah, he reached back, didn't he? That was
Is a touchback and rarely seen at the high school level.
One way to keep Walter out of the kick return game, and Stoneking is over getting instruction from Coach McDowell, so he'll be in for the offense. Comes a pretty big drive for the Spartans here to try to answer back.
This is Dominic Stone King's first time in this spot all year. He left the opener with cramps when Moberly trailed by 7 late, tied it up, then lost by 7. But the son of a coach, his father Tony Stone King, the defensive coordinator to our left. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Option to the right side, Graves on the keep, 25-27, surges for a first down out of bounds right side into the Moberly bench.
That looked like Hannibal. Get on the ball and snap it quickly and go with blockers. Quick 10-yard run to start the drive.
Just the second carry for Graves tonight, both for 10-plus. He had a career-high 7 carries for 106 yards and a touchdown in the district semifinal win against Hannibal a year ago. But Hannibal 30-5 all-time in this series. First place on the line tonight. First and 10 at the 30. Stone King out of the gun. Richards behind him. Snap. It's Richards, right side, plows middle 35-yard line. A 5-yard gain for the senior All-State wrestler. Braden Schluter, second-team All-Conference safety on the tackle.
Boy, some of the busiest guys in the stadium tonight have been the chain gang. These two teams just keep grinding out first downs.
Touchdowns on the first 5 drives tonight. It's been a quieter second half, at least in comparison.
Chance Richards, 107 yards on 17 carries.
And 2 scores. He's behind Stone King. Snap. Kinder up the middle. No, it's Stone King on the keep. Looks near side. 30, 35. Bounces outside 40-yard line. First down, Moberly. Inside 8 minutes, fourth quarter.
Boy, he faked everybody out. I thought he had Kinder wide open, but he chose to tuck it. Did a nice job getting that first down.
28-21, Hannibal, 4 minutes played, fourth quarter. And Mark St. Clair's final season on the Pirates' sideline, a 22-year head coach, a 2017 Hall of Famer.
I don't know what Stone King's season high is for rushing, but he's up to 76 yards. Good night, run the football.
That is a season high. He's out of the gun here. Football at the 40. Snap. Handoff, right side. This time it is Kinder. Plows to the 43-yard line. Just a run of 3. 7.5 to play, fourth quarter. 28-21, Hannibal.
First carry for the sophomore. Well, the Spartans have gotten 2 first downs. With every first down, that clock is going to evaporate more. Down 7, how many more possessions are you going to have in this football game? So the enormity of this drive increases as that clock continues to run.
Already 30 seconds gone since that last play. Stone King rolls right, heels at the 35, lobs over the middle, knocked down, incomplete. So a 3rd-and-7 upcoming for the Spartans inside 7 minutes fourth quarter with a 28-21 deficit. A battle for first place in the NCMC. Moberly, the reigning conference champion, a reigning quarterfinalist.
Just haven't found anything in the passing game to just keep the Pirates a little bit off balance.
Stone King out of the gun. Kinder behind him. Snap. Stone King rolls right again. Pressured. Runs near side. Throws off his back. Foot incomplete. Smothers the intended target. A flag comes in late.
You know, they're going to cry on this side, but I think it's a really good call. I think if you saw a replay, the defensive back tackled Will Smothers before the football ever got there. It was going to be a really tough catch, and it wasn't going to be a first down, but it was mistimed on the play on the receiver. You're going to hear the boo birds. I think it's a good call.
Jordan Schaefer in the coverage, a returning starter for the Pirates who had 5.5 tackles for loss a week ago.
Oh, they're going to pick up the flag. I don't know how can you change a guy's mind who saw it. Whatever.
Phenomenal play by Stone King just to get that football off. You have to wonder if the home field advantage factored in there. It's hard not to. Will Cody McDowell get an explanation here?
I don't know how you change it. I thought there was definite, not only contact, but wrapping up of Smothers before the ball got there. Whether he even had a chance to catch it, I don't know. It was close enough that you can't say he couldn't catch a football.
And it goes without saying, that call is so big because Hannibal can practically run out the clock with its power offense if it scores a touchdown here. It would make it a two-score game, presumably inside 2 or 3 minutes at that point.
Cody McDowell was all the way out by the numbers.
I've never seen him that upset.
Wanting some kind of an explanation on the reversal.
Instead, Stonking just dodges a block, gets it inside the 30 of Hannibal. And Walter stops it at the 23 of the Pirates with a 6:42 to play, fourth quarter, 28-21 Hannibal. Cody McDowell waving his arms there, just total disgust.
Well, now the Spartan defense has to have a stop. You don't have a chance. You can't let a Pirates go down and score. It'd be a ball game.
David Langton's crew removes the penalty. Moberly forced to punt. Hannibal football left to right, spotted at the 24 of the Pirates on homecoming at Porter Stadium in Hannibal, Missouri. A battle for first place in the NCMC. Worthington under center. Handoff left side. Magruder dodges a tackle. 30, shakes to the 32-yard line. A 9-yard run. Cameron Lowry, who already has an interception tonight with a tackle in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, just swiped his ankles as he was getting up ahead of steam. That's too much on first down.
Lowry, a first-team all-conference defender. And tick, tick, tick. That's why that call is so big. 6:15 fourth quarter. Hannibal leads 28-21. Looking to reclaim a conference it has dominated and Moberly snatched a year ago. Hannibal had been the back-to-back-to-back undefeated conference champs. Worthington under center. QB keep first down and more. A dive to the 39-yard line. A 5-yard gain for the presumable first-team all-conference quarterback.
That may not have even been called in the huddle. You know, sometimes a quarterback in those situations, 1 yard to go, if you see a crease, you just take the snap and go. That doesn't have to even be the called play. And Worthington, nice job to pick up the first down.
Is center Josh Drennan, one of three returning starters on the offensive line. 5:40 fourth quarter, 28-21 Hannibal, first down, left to right at the 39 in between the hashes. Snap. Handoff to the near side, stopped in the backfield. Jackson Miller with the tackle on Damian French.
And that's what the Spartans are going to have to do. Maybe a little run blitz, maybe a little stunt. Find some gaps. You've got to find some negative plays to put the Pirates behind down and distance.
Miller, the leading tackler for Moberly, entered tonight with 55 on the season. He had his first career interception and sack in the win at Macon. One of five straight for the Spartans. All by 21-plus. Here, down 7. Second and 10 at the 39 of Hannibal. Snap. It's Worthington off the left side. Another tackle for loss. Back to the 36. Jackson Miller again pumps up the Spartans faithful on the far sideline.
That's what the Spartans are doing. Now, what you have to guard against, you're putting your defensive backs in man-on-man coverage. Which, because you're stuffing the box, they're bringing Landon Graves up into the A-gap from his linebacker spot to put the pressure on, and Hannibal having to commit more linemen, allowing Jackson Miller to roam and make two really good plays.
Third and 12, Hannibal at its 37. Snap, Worthington, short drop, looks far, rainbows for Whitaker, catches at the 30-yard line. What a pluck. First down, Pirates. A 38-yard reception for Will Whitaker, the first-team all-conference receiver. He plays the hot corner in baseball for a team off a school record 16 wins. And now we know why.
Well, that's one that you would see on SportsCenter highlights. That is as good a high school catch as you're. That's a good college catch. That's just a great catch.
The pink cleats and all.
That's fingertips.
Inside 4 minutes, fourth quarter. Snap. Handoff to the near side. Reading cuts, middle tackle from behind, but first down yardage again inside the 15. 3:48, fourth quarter, 28-21 Hannibal. Daylon Reading responsible for the lead and here a first down carry. He had a 23-yard touchdown run at the 8:52 mark.
Remember, that was third and 12, so it's not only a huge conversion. I think it deflates the Spartan defense, and then Reading plays off of it, rips off a quick 13. Boy, that's just a huge play in this game.
Football at the 13 of Moberly. Hannibal left to right, first and 10. 3:30, fourth quarter. Snap, pitch to the near side. Magruder, stiff arms, upended at the 15-yard line. Cameron Lowry again.
Plus a flag down behind the play could help the Spartans as well.
That would be huge from a field position standpoint, just getting Hannibal behind the chains. Hannibal not likely to kick a field goal in this spot unless it gets inside the 10.
It was a really good play by Cameron Lowry. And, you know, depending on how the game is going, if you felt better about the stops you were getting, you might consider taking the down. But the way Hannibal has run the football, moved the chains, you take the penalty.
And it marches the Pirates back to the 25-yard line. Clock winds, both teams full timeouts. 3:20, 28-21, Hannibal's lead.
First penalty on Hannibal this half after six in the first half.
For 55 yards. Whitaker motions right to left. Moving on the right side, there's the flag. Lawson Rickey, the tight end, jumped early.
Yeah, back to back.
Now, does Cody McDowell consider using timeouts early here on the defensive end?
Oh, I think you definitely consider it. I mean, especially now that you've got these penalties. But it starts with a stop. I mean, you got it. You can't let them riff off. You can't let them gash you with a run.
28-21 Hannibal, 3 minutes on the fourth quarter clock.
They're going to take a timeout right now or want some kind of an explanation. I think there's some question on where the play clock is. I don't know what we're at here.
Well, it's at 5:01. Somebody's got to do something.
We're at 0 on the play clock. What do we got going, fellas? Timeout, Hannibal.
I didn't even see Coach St. Clair signal a timeout there. So now the clock has to be at 2:38 at the next snap. Fourth quarter, 28-21 Pirates.
Well, that's a pretty big swing in this game. You have the pass interference or holding, whatever the call was going to be, would have been a first down for the Spartans. Then Mobley has to punt, and the long pass play of 38 yards on a highlight reel catch by Whitaker on 3rd and 12. Still, if you can get the Pirates to turn it over now that they've got, 25 yards to gain in 4 downs, you got a chance.
1st and 25, Hannibal. Cody McDowell receiving an explanation on the far side.
He had some issues somehow with the clock. I don't know whether it was the game clock or the play clock. He had some issue. He was trying to get attention.
The game clock, as odd as it may be, does run post-ball start. So that would not be the issue. Cody McDowell was displeased with the officiating either way tonight, no doubt about it. And Hannibal pumping up this capacity crowd at Porter Stadium with 2:38 to play fourth quarter and a 28-21 Pirates lead on homecoming, but more importantly, a de facto conference championship game. Both teams perfect in the NCMC.
Well, they're still having a conversation. I don't know whether they're going to reset the clock in some way. McDowell's all the way out by the numbers talking to the two officials across the way. One of these officials would have the clock down there on the field. I don't know if they're going to come across to the Hannibal sideline and explain what they're going to do or not do.
David Langton running over to the near side.
They're going to try to get the clock upstairs reset in some form. On a fashion.
I haven't heard a microphone, though, on Mr. Langton tonight. Have you?
No, I don't believe he has one. That's why I came over to tell one of the coordinators for Hannibal to holler upstairs, and now they've set it at 3:05. That's a pretty significant difference.
You're not kidding?
From 2:38 to 3:05.
That's 27 seconds. 28-21 Hannibal's lead.
Well, McDowell won his argument. He was correct in what he was protesting. Now St. Clair will get in his word. Feels like a championship-type atmosphere, doesn't it?
It sure does.
High intensity. The fans have really been into it on both sides.
And both teams will benefit so much in the long run from tonight. Neither team has been challenged in 4 weeks in Hannibal's case, in 5 weeks in Moberly's case. So beyond just conference titles, experience, snap, handoff, right side. Magruder sneaks inside, 25, 20, bounces outside, tackled near the initial line of scrimmage. So that gives him 15 and brings up second down and 10 at the 14-yard line. That is a major blow to the Moberly defense.
That's what I'm saying. You can't gash. You can't allow that. 3-4 yards maybe, but not 15.
Inside 3 minutes, fourth quarter.
Well, that reset of the clock, certainly understandable now. The Spartans going to let at least one more play go before they start their timeout.
Why isn't the play clock running, and why hasn't Moberly called timeout?
Again, we've got some issues with the clock, and McDowell's back out on the numbers. We've got a problem with the play clock and the game clock meshing here.
Just by my rough eye, it seemed like the play clock had been reset with the game clock at 2:56. And the clock did not run.
And now they're going to holler back upstairs to reset the clock.
And again, I saw 2:56 with the play clock reset. And it seemed like the ball had been spotted. They go to 2:51. So 2:56 maybe at the end of the run before it had been spotted, but give or take.
Unfortunately, clock upstairs is kind of taken away from
a crucial time in this game.
A crucial time in the flow of a really good football game.
It might be tougher on the defense at this point, too, because of Hannibal's style. They're a ground and pound attack, and Cody McDowell should not be saving his timeouts here. He's got to use them defensively because Hannibal's either going to score or it's not.
You'll see a timeout after this stop.
There's three plays. Snap. Up the middle. French. Curls. 10. 5. Lowers the shoulder. Booms to the 1.
Doesn't matter when they're chewing up double-digit runs. Yeah. That's now the second Pirate back to go over 100 yards.
And that, in all likelihood, barring a turnover, would do it. 2:25, fourth quarter, 28-21 Pirates. Football at the 1. French limps off.
Now, no choice. Spartans have to take a timeout now, but they're really backed up. Now you got to find a way anyway to keep the Pirates out of the end zone.
You kind of think they could have used a regroup before that last snap or two even. His Hannibal attack has just worn down Moberly, 28-21. 2:23, fourth quarter. Hannibal in front.
Well, the play of the game is Will Whitaker's fingertip grab, 38 yards. I mean, if that ball's overthrown, he doesn't make the grab, it's fourth down, the Pirates punt the football.
And it was tied at that point.
Yeah. No, it was 20.
Oh, yeah, that's this drive. It's been so long.
Yeah, the clock has taken us out of our rhythm here. But, yeah, it was 28-21, but the Spartans would have had the football, pretty good field position.
That was this drive.
Last 30 seconds has taken 10 minutes to play.
No exaggeration. 15 on the play clock, 2:23 game clock. Snap. Handoff right side. Magruder squirms. Touchdown. 34-21 Pirates.
Well, in kind of a silly backward way, that may actually give Moberly as much hope as anything. Go ahead and score. We do have an injured player down for the Spartans right at the goal line. Coach McDowell will head out there with the trainers. Second touchdown of the night for Magruder. Cameron Price, it looks like.
I believe. But the double check there. Just based on sheer size, it looked like Cameron Price to me. We'll keep it here. 216, fourth quarter, 34-21, Hannibal's lead.
You know, if you could, you got 216 left. You still got two timeouts left. So you get a big kick return from a Curtis Walter, and you score quickly, and the onside kick comes into play. You almost, the touchdown gives you a chance, whereas Hannibal could have kept running plays down around the goal line.
Was I right there, Brad? I can't see a number.
Still
but
hard
I,
to tell.
I'm almost.
Looks like an ankle.
Whoever it is, he's two. They're needing five guys to carry him.
Now they're packing him off. He's not even putting any weight on.
Yeah, they're carrying him.
Still can't get it turned to where I can see a number. No, it's four. There's a four.
Moberly doesn't have a four.
It's not Chance Richards, is it? Might be. Might be Chance Richards.
Well, my sincere apologies on that. I thought that was Price.
It is. Yeah, Chance Richards.
My apologies on that.
Well,
that would be a devastating blow.
Really bad ending to this game right now for the Spartans.
And that kid is as tough as they come. And as physical as they come. The extra point for Jones. It's deep and good. And a late flag. This is another post-play penalty. Brad, this is a little bit shades of Smith Cotton, just complete inability to stop the run late in the game despite a team that is so good defensively, as we have dueling unsportsmanlike penalties. But just the run defense wearing down again, and a phenomenal first 7 weeks of the season for Moberly. But one thing I think, Brad, that has become clear the last couple of weeks, even in a victory, the passing game wasn't in sync, and it hasn't really had any chance to flourish tonight either.
You need something to take the pressure off the run a little bit against these good football teams you're going to face come postseason time.
And I think that's something we talked about this morning even. I was so fascinated to see, because I think Moberly has gotten away without really having any need to throw the football or being so much physically superior that there might be nine guys in the box and you might be completing to receivers who've got nobody within 5 yards of them.
I don't think there was offsetting. I think this is totally on Moberly, the unsportsmanlike.
He mispointed them, because he certainly pointed both ways. Maybe he was correcting himself. 35-21 Hannibal, 2:16 fourth quarter, and that hurts the Spartans because it really reduces the likelihood of Curtis Walter having a kick return opportunity. And he's got three touchdowns in the last four games.
Yeah, if I'm Jones, I'm just blasting this thing. I know you like the onside kick, but in this situation, no way. You just take the kick return totally out of play. Oh, he is chipping it short.
And Walter grabs at the 5, runs up the middle, bounces outside 15, 20, 25, then wrestled to the 30-yard line.
Well,
still a win for Hannibal.
We're dealing with a Hall of Fame coach, but I would respectfully disagree on giving anybody a chance, especially somebody who has three kick returns for a touchdown.
And a 40-yard return.
A chance when you've got an opportunity last time Jones kicked it off, it was a touchback. So surely he blasted out of the end zone and make Moberly drive it from the 20. But they got away with it, made the tackle at the 30.
2:09, fourth quarter, 35-21 Hannibal. Moberly football right to left at the 31. Stone King rolls to the right, has protection. Sidearms in traffic, intercepted far side.
Jones.
Desi Jones with his second interception for the Hannibal Pirates. He had one against Kirksville. That gives him two tonight, and that does it.
Yeah, receiver in the midst of two defensive backs.
Just Toby Short, the intended target.
Kind of just throwing it up there, hoping for something good to happen. And Jones just too good an athlete. What a nice addition to this football team. Already a good football team, and you add an outstanding athlete like Jones who can really help you in a lot of different ways.
And it should not be lost on us. This Hannibal team looks really good at first glance, especially if you consider how much they've hurt themselves tonight. They have really controlled down the stretch.
Well, now the key is Chance Richards and what that injury's going to look like on Monday. 2:03 left in this game. Timeout taken by Hannibal.
That's never good pre-play, but I think just the excitement of the change of possession to clinch it. 35-21 Hannibal's lead inside 2 minutes fourth quarter.
Well, for Spartan fans, here's the deal. This isn't going to hurt you at all in the district standings.
You actually get help.
I mean, you get help with bonus points. You got a team with a 5-2 record. It's not going to hurt you. Southern Boone's the next closest team, and they're playing Blair Oaks. So, barring a huge effort by Trent Tracy's crew, they'll probably take a loss tonight. And even if Southern Boone able to win, you're still going to have a nice working margin. This game won't hurt the Spartans at all in district play. Where it hurts is the Pirates now clinch at least a tie for the conference crown, and all they got to do is take care of Marshall to win it outright. That game is at Marshall. Long road trip for Hannibal, but they'll
snap, handoff left side, French a little hobbled and ripped back by Andrew Huff at the line of scrimmage. Inside 2 minutes, 35-21 Hannibal. Moberly uses a timeout. I always hate for Brad to ask coaches about the officiating, but I don't think we have a choice but to ask Coach McDowell what kind of explanation he received on that pass interference call that got picked up. It's just a game like this, a rowdy crowd like this on the road, there's a reason he was upset as he was. It's hard not to raise an eyebrow when something like that goes down. And again, I never get into any initial flag because things are moving so fast. We're here in the booth. But whenever one gets picked up on a non-traditional penalty, a block in the back, sometimes somebody has a better view. But that's a pass interference call in traffic. So it's one that's going to be questioned, I'm sure, in the film room.
Pass interference or holding. I mean, yeah, he held it, but there was certainly contact. It appeared to me that before the play, and the flag came out immediately, and then it was picked up. So, yeah, we'll see if there's an explanation that was given.
It would have been Moberly football near the 50-yard line, down a score at the time, early fourth quarter. Instead, Hannibal leads 35-21, a minute 54, fourth quarter. Worthington under the center. Snap. It's French again. Twists out of one. Tackle. Escapes far side. 45-40. 35-30. 25-20. Races 10-5. Touchdown. A 52-yard house call for Damian French. That run was insane. French spun off of two, maybe three tackles and somehow utilized the thinnest of margins on the left side to make this game look a lot less close than it was in reality.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's the unfortunate thing there. It was already decided, but now it looks like a lopsided game when in essence it was a really good game.
The extra point is blocked. The second time this season, the minute 42 to play at 41-21, the lead for Hannibal. That run was bananas and gives you that right there tells us why Mark St. Clair says he's retiring at the wrong time with a lot of good young backs.
Yeah, that was really good.
They are deep in the backfield. We saw Reading break out of this game late.
Yeah, that should have been a loss. Somehow he spun. Then he got to the outside. Spartans were all up there. They obviously thought they had him. But once he got to the outside, no one was catching French. So I've got him for 158 yards, 17 carries. Magruder, 20 carries, 161 yards.
Keeps his perfect streak alive of a touchdown in every game. He averaged 124 yards per game coming in.
So those two have combined for what, 319?
They rushed 42 times for 300 yards against large class Jeff City. Ran all over Fulton, ran all over Kirksville.
319 combined tonight.
Ran all over Mexico. It's their fifth game with 300 rushing yards. Jones bombs one away, and Walter catches at the one. Scurries middle 10, 15. Hurries to the 20, dances 25-yard line, tackled from the side with a minute 35, fourth quarter, in a 41-21 Moberly deficit. This is a great test, Brad, for Moberly. And, again, we talked about it this morning. It was going to be really interesting to see how Dominic Stone King reacted in the big environment on the road if the game got tight. And as much as Moberly was run first last year, Jelena still somehow found a way to make plays, 7 touchdowns to 1 interception in the final 10 games, and a lot of floating passes so far from Dom in this early stage of his career. We'll see how that can improve. Snap. Stone King, short drop, rips it far side, incomplete. Jackson Miller, the first time he's had a pass thrown his way in his sophomore season. And that is a guy they are so excited about. Cody McDowell said in the preseason, in a complimentary way, I don't think he'll be able to get enough reps on the offensive side just because Moberly's so deep in the backfield and even at tight end with Will Smothers.
Jackson Miller in there because Will Smothers appears to be down over on the sideline too. So this game has taken a physical toll on the Spartans as well.
Minute 32 from the conclusion, 41-21 Hannibal. Second and 10, Moberly at its 24. Stone King rolls right. Now cuts up middle, sacked. A one-yard loss. Caden Morgan, Dalen Reading, the tacklers.
Spartans going to use her last timeout.
Owen Johnson in there as well. Minute 25, fourth quarter. Moberly gets a lighter challenge next week at home against Kirksville, a team that has dominated the last few seasons.
But an improved Kirksville team. We'll
and the
say
status
that.
Of their quarterback to be determined right now.
They were playing with Mexico tonight. I'm not sure how that game went. Those two teams, 1-1 in the conference. Be senior night for the Spartans. You know, I'll go back to the third quarter of this game. Moberly scored on two plays to open the half and tied the game at 21. And then they had the interception return on the very next pass play Hannibal threw, an interception. That got them into Pirate territory. Then a turnover, turned it right back over. They also drove back in their next time they had the football into Hannibal territory. They had two times in Hannibal territory where they could have taken the lead. Weren't able to take advantage.
Shotgun snap, Stone King. Short drop, lasers far side, broken up to Sean Davis. Clobbered near the line of game, and he is struggling as well. Help to his feet with a minute 21 to play and a 41-21 deficit for the Spartans.
Right now, the Spartans just need to get out of here as healthy as they can be. It's like every play, somebody's going off the field.
Meanwhile, Danny Colburn on Hannibal's side appears to have dodged what looked like a serious injury to his lower body as he goes back deep to field the punt. Now they tell him to just get away.
Chance Richards has got ice on his lower leg, maybe ankle across the way.
Stone King boots it. Middle of the field, another good one. An improving punting game. Colburn bobbles it. Picks it up at the 33 and tackled at the 34-yard line. Nick Long in the punt coverage.
That was a really nice job by your center getting down there and making an open field tackle on a skill player.
He's saying, Tony Stone King, sign me up for some defense. I'll get in there and fill those run gaps.
And Colburn's down again. These two teams have slugged it out. They'll have the bruises to show for it after the game.
And it's about that time in the season, too. Well, I guess football, any time in the season is a good time to worry about it. But that being said, the postseason is really creeping up on us. So even a high ankle sprain that lingers a few weeks becomes a big issue as Colburn favors that right ankle again.
That hurts them on the defensive side of the ball. My gosh.
He missed all of last season with a shoulder injury. They love his leadership and his athleticism.
Well, forget about the quick finish. I mean, what was, since the 3:11 mark to 1:11, how long has it taken to play these 2 minutes?
And the lights didn't even go out. They had a 17-minute delay against Elias. The lights went out after they pulled within a point.
It has been at least 20 minutes, if not longer than that, to play 2 minutes of football.
Minute 05, fourth quarter, 41-21. The lead for Hannibal as they kneel this out, and I don't think Mobley will have much of a problem with that.
I'm going to run down and try to catch Coach.
Sounds good. We'll hear from Cody McDowell in a few moments. Get his thoughts then on this loss to the Hannibal Pirates, 41-21. Inside 30 seconds to play, fourth quarter. The two teams shake it out. 41-21, Hannibal victorious in the likely NCMC champion. This broadcast has been brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, Lula's, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, Control Air, Mobley Motors, all of Mobley. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Mobley Area Community College in Mobley, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon. Also, Capital Paving and Construction. Visit them online at capitalmo.gov. The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life. And that will have to go to one Chance Richards. He really carried Moberly in this contest. We've got him for an unofficial 17 carries for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. Brad Boyer down there postgame. He'll talk to Cody McDowell here momentarily. 41-21, the final. Hannibal, the winner. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a moment on Quicks and CentralMoinfo.com.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Do your family a favor. This is Kyle Lawrence with Pathway Memorial Funeral Home. Making traditional funeral or cremation plans in advance is a gift to those you love. It eases the emotional burden and helps avoid many difficult decisions at a very stressful time. Most importantly, it ensures your wishes are known. Contact Pathway Memorial for all your pre-planning needs. Visit PathwayMemorial.com or call 263-7284. Pathway Memorial Funeral Home, celebrating life's journey.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffrey, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Mobley Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffrey CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans!
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles. Schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
We're back at Hannibal High School. I'm Eric Dewick. Is Brad Boyer on the field chatting to Cody McDowell? You can hear that one post-game as they are just getting started, and it's a bit of a walk back up here as well. But 41-21, the final. Hannibal victorious. This game was tied at 21, but Hannibal three straight rushing touchdowns late. Moberly's held something to monitor here. A lot of guys left the field down the stretch. We will be eager to hear updates on those guys and pass that along as the information becomes available. Moberly's got Kirksville next week. We'll also have Marceline and Westrand, a battle atop the Lewis and Clark Conference on our airwaves among our broadcasts. For Mark Carter and Brad Boyer, I'm Eric Dewick saying so long as Hannibal more or less clinches the conference title tonight. Again, an overwhelming favorite against Marshall next week. So this guarantees them a share. They obviously have beat Moberly head-to-head, and Moberly would have to win out and have Hannibal lose to Marshall just to get a share. So in all likelihood, this was the night for Hannibal, and they look to be far superior to Marshall in 1 week's time. 41-21 the final. Hannibal victorious. Moberly up next has Kirksville on senior night at Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. We'll have the broadcast, as always, on Quicks.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Missouri who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and